Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, and welcome. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, it will be the most trafficked photo in the history of planet Earth because social media is so ubiquitous. President Donald J. Trump yesterday went to the Fulton County Jailhouse where he was arrested. He was fingerprinted. They took his picture. The mugshot is now out. It's destined to be the most famous mugshot, certainly in the history of humanity. I will say that it is a win for Trump to have his mugshot taken. I know it was supposed to be some sort of big win for the left. They finally got him. The frog marching in the head. So here's the thing about Trump and imagistics. Trump is a meme. He is a walking, living, breathing meme. Everything he does is memeable. He's made for TV. He's made for the internet. He's changed our age because of that. And so Donald Trump also happens to be a person who's been consistently on camera since the time he was about 20 years old. He is currently almost 80. So 60 long years of being in the public eye and of having your picture took means that dude knows how to take a picture. And the mugshot of Trump, again, it is such a big, I have to say, it's just a giant imagistic win for him. Because we know that he was going to be arrested. It's not as though no one knew he was arrested. It's not as though it was a shock dawning on the American people that Donald Trump is under indictment in four separate jurisdictions. We've known about all of this for months. What the mugshot does, especially this particular mugshot, is it gives Trump the appearance of somebody who is bravely standing up to forces that are going after him. And again, his image here actually conveys all of that because Donald Trump is phenomenal on camera. And whatever else you can say about the guy, the dude was a TV star for decades. And I promise you, he knows what he looks like on camera. There is zero chance that before he did this mugshot, he didn't sit with his team and say, okay, what expression should I use in the mugshot since it's going to be the most trafficked photo of me ever? What expression should I use? Because this is a pitch perfect thing. I mean, just from a theatrical perspective, the mugshot of Donald Trump, for Trump's purposes, is pitch perfect. He doesn't look as though he's afraid or concerned or anxious. He doesn't even look, I would say, angry. He looks determined, right? I mean, that is the goal here, is to look as though he is the face of doom coming for his enemies. And that's what it looks like. I mean, if you flash that back up there, that is exactly what Donald Trump looks like in this mugshot. And this is what he is going to convey for the rest of the campaign, is I'm coming for my enemies, and your enemies are my enemies. That is, there's a reason why he's already trotting it out on the mugs. There's a reason why he's already trotting it out on the T-shirts. The cash machines at the Trump headquarters are going to just be going nonstop today. And when it comes to the Georgia indictment, as we've discussed, Fannie Willis is actually spinning up something that doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of legal sense. She could have charged Donald Trump for conspiracy to commit some sort of crime, right? That's an actual crime in Georgia. If you have a conspiracy to go rob a bank, the conspiracy to rob the bank is an actual crime. The problem is she can't actually identify the crime that the conspiracy involved. A conspiracy to challenge election results is not a conspiracy to commit a crime because you're allowed to challenge election results. So she couldn't charge him with that. So she decided instead that she was going to go for a RICO charge. Now, a RICO charge means an ongoing criminal organization dedicated to a variety of criminal activities. The problem is, what are the variety of criminal activities that the organization was dedicated to? Normally, when you have some sort of mafia organization, they're dedicated to things like prostitution or like prohibition era alcohol running or drugs or, you know, any other variety of protection money. Right? That is what the criminal organization is dedicated to. And then you wrap everybody up in a big ball, and then you prosecute everybody together because you want to make sure that the leaders are held responsible for what their lower downs are doing. But in this particular case, was there an actual criminal organization surrounding Trump dedicated to criming? What criming? Like, what are the crimes they were dedicated to? And so she's stuck in the in-between. She doesn't like what Trump did. There are people on low level who may have committed actual crimes, but there's no clear evidence that Trump actually told them to do those things. And there's no evidence that Trump himself committed a crime. And so what you have here is her basically living in the space between conspiracy and RICO. And she's trying to basically bridge that gap with ire about January 6th. That's essentially what this indictment comes down to. And so let's talk about how this whole thing went down yesterday. So Trump, again, he's very good at drama. This is why he was the president. That's why he may be the president again. He released a personal note just before he showed up in Georgia for the arrest. And it said this: today, I will be going to the notoriously violent jail in Fulton County, Georgia, where I will be arrested despite having committed no crime. Isn't it interesting that I went my entire life without ever getting arrested? But suddenly, out of nowhere, once I decided to run for president as a political outsider and fight for the forgotten citizens of our country, I get arrested four times within the span of 5 months. Not only that, a judge has ruled that today's spectacle may be televised for the entire world to see. The American people know what's going on. This is a punishment handed down from the deep state for daring to challenge the status quo and give a voice to the silent majority. The left wants to intimidate you out of voting for a political outsider who puts the American people first. But today, I'm walking into the lion's den with one simple message on behalf of our entire movement. I will never surrender our mission to save America. When I walk into the jail to get wrongfully arrested, I will not cower, I will not sulk, I will stand tall and remain resolute in our mission to save America. And that's, again, dude is great at pictures. That picture is the resolute face for Trump, right? And if you see me on TV during my sham arrest, just remember, you are the source of my courage, my hope, and my resolve to save our country. If you're doing poorly due to the sinister people in control of our country right now, don't even think about donating. But if you can, please make a contribution to save America during this dark chapter in our nation's history. Yeah, that is brilliant marketing. It's really, really smart. Okay, it is, again... It is emotive. It is empathetic. I mean, even at the very end where he drops, like, if you can't afford it because you're suffering under Joe Biden, don't give it to my campaign. But if you can, then give it to my campaign. And there is something to the baseline idea, obviously, that dude wasn't arrested for his entire career. And then the minute he walks out of the office and just before the election, suddenly have four indictments ring down on him as though he's in the middle of a summer storm in South Florida. We're going to get to more of this in just 1 second. First, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at dailywire.com. Let Matt Walsh tell you about his show.
Hey, this is Matt Walsh, host of The Matt Walsh Show. Most of us, you know, don't wake up in the morning thinking about what the bureaucrats in D.C. are up to. At least I don't. Our concerns are more immediate than that, which is why I focus on social issues, culture, family, faith, even sometimes pop culture. Political issues are important, but I don't think they're the most important thing or the most entertaining thing, frankly. So if you're looking for a conservative show that goes beyond politics and brings you stories the mainstream media tries to ignore, come check out The Matt Walsh Show, Monday through Friday, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere you go for podcasts, I'm there. Plus, if you check it out on dailywire.com, you can watch the entire show ad-free. The Matt Walsh Show, check it out. I'll see you there.
If you're looking for cynicism, depression, and also hilarity, Matt is the place to go. Make sure you check out Matt's show. So that is a very strong pitch from President Trump. And ironically, that pitch was actually exacerbated by Joe Biden. So everybody knew that Donald Trump was supposed to show up for the arrest at 7:30 p.m. last night, Eastern time. He's supposed to show up in Fulton County Courthouse to be arrested at exactly that time. So at exactly that time, 7:30 p.m. last night, Joe Biden tweeted out, apropos of nothing, I think today's a great day to give to my campaign. Those are real bad optics. Those are truly bad optics. The entire case here is that the Democratic Party infrastructure is going after Donald Trump to make Joe Biden president. So at the exact time that Trump is showing up to be arrested, you tweet out, come support my campaign. You want to say this isn't a political prosecution? And then you're tweeting out as the arrest is happening, not this is a sad day for our country. The rule of law must be up. You're not tweeting that out. You're tweeting out a campaign link. I mean, guys, you're saying the quiet part out loud here. And you're saying it really, really, really loudly. Now, there's another side to that, which is that Joe Biden pretty clearly wants Donald Trump to be the nominee because he thinks he can beat Donald Trump because he beat Donald Trump in 2020. He thinks that Donald Trump, his performance in 2020 plus four indictments means he loses. Now, Biden may be wrong about that. He certainly could be. But it's pretty obvious that Biden would both like Donald Trump to be indicted multiple times in order to degrade his candidacy. And also, he certainly doesn't mind if Donald Trump is the nominee, because the polls show that Donald Trump is not running amazingly well against a deeply unpopular president of the United States. Right now, Donald Trump's own approval ratings are lower than Joe Biden's approval ratings. So Biden both wants Trump indicted and also wants him elevated in the Republican primaries. But that tweet is so gross. I mean, that's a disgusting tweet, really. Your political opponent's getting arrested by people who are of your political party on charges that are basically spurious. And you are tweeting out, apropos of nothing, I think today's a great day to give to my campaign. And sort of blithe, oh yeah, by the way, this is all political. Unreal stuff. So the folks at CNN, they were pretty giddy over yesterday because the spectacle of a person they absolutely despise showing up at the Fulton County Jailhouse to turn himself in is one of their favorites. Fulton County Jail is not a pleasant place to be. You do not want to be there. It is not a courthouse. We've been informed by one of our own producers, whose name rhymes with Savvy, that she spent some time at the Fulton County Jailhouse at one point because of her deep and abiding criminal history. We here at the Daily Wire, we try to reach out to the underprivileged who have had arrest records, which is why Savvy works here. But Savvy had to spend some time at the Fulton County Jail. And for the record, guys, she was there basically by mistake. She ended up having her arrest expunged. It was also in his but she described the place, and apparently it is just a garbage heap. CNN described the place also. They also say that it is a garbage heap, but they're real excited because that means that Donald Trump has to walk into a garbage heap.
Mr. Trump will be booked at the Fulton County Jail. It's a jail known for rather deplorable conditions, including inmate deaths and excessive force and a prison population that is more than double the amount it was designed to hold. Four people have lost their lives there in just the past few weeks.
Anybody connected to the criminal justice system in the Atlanta area knows that if you're ever told you got to go down to Rice Street, brace yourself because it's going to be horrible. We can give you some details on this place now. Fulton County Jail is the formal name. It is known as Rice Street because of its address. It opened in 1989, but almost immediately after it opened, it was overcrowded, had deplorable conditions, and was just, you know, just a horrible place to be. Just last month, the Justice
I've never seen someone so excited about into this place. Terrible quote, allegations jailhouses.
Of unsafe, unsanitary living conditions, excessive force, and violence.
Somebody get that dude a paper bag, because he is really, really excited. He's like, you know how many people died at Fulton County Jailhouse? And Trump showing up there today? Yeah, the media were real, again, I don't think that this is going to go for them exactly as they wish it to go. Rachel Maddow also covered the arrest, and again, tried to be more in sorrow than in anger routine, but it did not succeed.
Officially, as of now, Donald Trump is under arrest in the state of Georgia. We had confirmation earlier that he had entered the jail, and as of right now, former President Trump is in custody. He has been arrested. Landmark moment, and as I said before, for all the worst reasons.
Oh, it's just, I don't believe you, Rachel. I just don't. You seem very upset. You seem super, super, super upset. So he was booked on 13 counts. Stemming from the efforts to reverse the Georgia 2020 election certification. He was wearing a dark blue suit and a red tie. He arrived at the Fulton County Jail around 7:30 p.m. And jail records listed him. There were actual betting markets on what he was going to be listed at for his weight, but that was assuming he was actually going to be weighed. Here is one thing that is not true. He was listed at 6'3" tall and weighing 215 pounds. Donald Trump is not 215 pounds. Donald Trump, during his last physical in office, clocked in at 240. He is significantly heavier than he was when he left office. 6'3", 215, he should be playing tight end for the Baltimore Ravens. Like, that's not that. But bottom line is, he was released on $200,000 bail, and then he strolled out to the cameras and did what he does best. The dude is great on camera. He really is, and he knows how to play it. Here we go.
I really believe this is a very sad day for America. This should never happen. If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was the rigged election, the stolen election, and I should have every right to do that. As you know, you have many people that you've been watching over the years do the same thing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Stacey Abrams or many others. When you have that great freedom to challenge, you have to be able to, otherwise you're going to have very dishonest elections. What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. and everybody knows it. I've never had such support.
And he went on along these lines for another 20 seconds, and then he walked away. Again, for Donald Trump, this may be the best day of his campaign. Honest to God, yesterday, today, these are going to be the best days of his campaign because it is so obviously political in Georgia. And it's so obviously political to mugshot the guy in the first place. Again, Georgia state law does not require a mugshot if you are a well-known figure who has taken a recent photo. Georgia state law requires everybody get a mugshot unless we have a, you know, recent photo of you. Well, I mean, I feel like we have some recent photos of Donald J. Trump. I feel like that's the case. So they were being vindictive in going after him with the mugshot, and he completely reversed it on them with what is going to be an iconic photo of him. I mean, it is an iconic photo. Now, there are a few iconic sort of mugshots in American history. You got the very famous Frank Sinatra mugshot. You have, in sort of political terms, you have the Martin Luther King mugshot. In Hollywood terms, you have multiple Lindsay Lohan mugshots. And then you have, obviously, Donald Trump's mugshot. And as I say, just on a pure theatrical level, that mugshot is great for him. It is a great image for him. What does all of this mean for the election? Well, first of all, it means that Donald Trump is going to be spending like the next year and a half in various courthouses. Right now, his proposed trial on Georgia election interference is supposed to be on October 23rd. They want to start it like forthwith. One of his other co-defendants has already been charged and will start his trial on October 23rd. Presumably, Trump will try to push that into the middle of next year at the very least. When it comes to the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case, that is already slated to start May 20th of next year, just before the conventions at the tail end of the primaries. His Manhattan DA case, the one about Stormy Daniels, that one is slated to begin March 25th, which is literally the day before Super Tuesday. So all this is pretty obviously, when he says it's election interference, I mean, yeah, it pretty clearly is. And then when it comes to the January 6th case that was filed in Washington, D.C., we are still awaiting some more information as to when that case is actually going to begin. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. The ERC is a tax refund for businesses that kept employees on payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate the process. Their independent tax attorneys can help your business's claims stay compliant with IRS regulations and guidelines. They understand the importance of your information. They have industry standard certifications to back it up. They also have a team of independent tax attorneys who are well-versed in tax code interpretation and the updated qualification criteria. Innovation Refunds team of independent tax attorneys specialize in ERC applications, so you don't have to worry about potential errors or navigating complex IRS guidelines. Partner with their dedicated team of independent tax attorneys to complete your ERC application with confidence and peace of mind today. Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. They work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Go to InnovationRefunds.com to determine eligibility. If you qualify, you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. That's InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. Terms and conditions apply. Alrighty, coming up, what are the charges against Donald Trump? We'll get into it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
09.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So what exactly are the charges against Trump? Well, as far as the 13 charges that Donald Trump is facing, he's facing one charge of violation of Georgia RICO, three charges of solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer, which would presumably be him asking people to put their names on some sort of alternative elector slate, which I'm not sure why that's illegal, actually. He has one charge of conspiracy to impersonate a public officer, which is a very weird charge. Two charges of conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree. Two charges of conspiracy to commit false statements and writings. One charge of conspiracy to commit filing false documents. And a couple of charges on false statements and writings and filing false documents. So that is where the Georgia case stands. Okay, so what does this mean for the election? Well, obviously, Republicans, me included, right, anybody who is conservative who looks at this and looks at what's happening in Georgia or looks at what's happening on the January 6th case in D.C., looks at what's happening in Manhattan, a little bit less so on the case in Florida where it's pretty obvious that Donald Trump violated the law. The best case that you can make right there is that so did Hillary Clinton, and this is a political prosecution because of the double standard, which, again, I sort of agree with. It is pretty obvious to everyone that there's a lot of sympathy for Trump on this, and there should be a lot of sympathy for Trump on this, that he is being politically targeted. Now, he could have made it a lot harder for his political opponents to target him, in the classified documents case particularly, but that wouldn't have stopped the other three cases, which are all ginned up. Okay, so, that being the case, there's going to be a lot of sympathy for the idea that if you nominate him, there has to be a groundswell, because you feel it, right? I feel it. Everybody who watches this on the right side of the eye feels the sympathy for Trump, and they feel like, well, this can't stand. Somebody has to be punished, right? As Trump himself says, this is his entire campaign now. I am your vengeance, right? I am your revenge. This is going to be my vengeance campaign against the deep state. I'm going to take them out. This is what Trump himself is saying in his statements. The problem is that because we live in various silos and echo chambers, it's easy to forget that there are other voting populations that don't agree with you and don't feel the same things that you do. Democrats get caught up in this regularly. This is why Democrats run down weird rabbit holes with regard to, you know, transing of the children. They'll say things like, well, you know, where I live, everybody feels the same way. How could anyone else feel differently? And it turns out a vast majority of the country feels differently than they do. Well, this is why it's important to look at the actual data on how Americans feel about Trump and how they feel about the indictments and how they feel about voting for Trump. Because I understand that people want to, every time there's a poll, confirmation bias is a very strong drug. Whenever there's a poll that confirms your suspicions, you are likely to cite it. Whenever there's a poll that does not confirm your suspicions, you are unlikely to cite it. So one of the things I try to do here on the show is give you polls that both confirm my suspicions and also do not confirm my suspicions. I'm going to give you all the data. I don't think that zero data is a substitute for some data, even if that some data is not perfect data, because there's no such thing as perfect data. So in a second, I'm going to get into what the polls actually say about whether additional Trump indictments, whether mugshots, whether any of this actually is going to lead Trump to victory in the general election against Joe Biden, which is the thing that I care about. I can do two things at once. Sympathize with Donald Trump's legal plight, promote the legal funds of his of people who are being charged as co-conspirators like Jenna Ellis, which we've done on the show and online. We can do all that and also recognize that, is he the best guy to beat Joe Biden come next fall? Alrighty, let's get into the important data, which is, you know, could Trump actually win even under indictment this way? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 AM and 7 PM. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So I feel the sympathy, you feel the sympathy probably, but the question is whether the American people feel the sympathy sufficient to make Donald Trump the president of the United States again. Okay, so let's look at the actual data with regard to President Trump's favorability, unfavorability ratings. So according to the latest YouGov polling available, which was like 3 or 4 days ago, his current favorable ratings are, he's underwater by 17 points. And according to the Ipsos poll, about the same time, ABC News Ipsos, unfavorable ratings, 24 points underwater, 31% favorable rating. In fact, there are zero polls that I can identify that have Donald Trump anywhere close to even parity with regard to his favorability or unfavorability rating. Now, you compare that to Joe Biden, who's the person he'll be running against. And Joe Biden also has terrible, favorable, unfavorable ratings. For sure. They are very similar, actually. Like, Joe Biden's favorability ratings are in the 42 to 44% range. Sometimes he may reach 45%. Trump's average right now, the 538 average for favorability ratings on Biden, he's about 12.3 points underwater. Donald Trump's favorability ratings are about 17 points underwater. Okay, so he's more unpopular, just on average, than Joe Biden is. But what's more important is who's going to come home, right? So one of the big questions in this election, there are really two questions. Turn out for your side, well, three. Turn out for your side. Turn out for the other side, and what the people in the middle do. So, Joe Biden believes that turnout for Joe Biden is driven almost entirely by the presence of Donald Trump on the ticket. Right? That Democrats don't care about Joe Biden. They don't like Joe Biden. They think he stinks. At best, he's a mediocrity. He's a person who's just kind of standing there, if he can even stand. But they really hate Donald Trump. Now, in order to understand this, you have to have lived in both a blue area and a red area. So, during the 2016 and 2020 elections, I lived in California. And let me explain to people who have never lived in a blue area, the level of hatred for Donald Trump in places like California is deeper than the level of hatred that people in California have for, like, ISIS. It is deep and it is visceral. They despise Donald Trump, despise him, which means that they will walk across broken glass to vote against Donald Trump. I mean, that really is the reality. And that is particularly true after 2016 when he was definitely not supposed to win. So they weren't willing to walk across broken glass to vote against Donald Trump in 2016 because he was kind of an unknown. They didn't know quite what he was. And there was a widespread assumption that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And so they're like, I don't know, maybe, you know, do I really have to get out of bed? I mean, Hillary's clearly going to win. And then Trump won. And their level of panic went so high that every single one of them voted. They changed the voting rules, obviously, with the mail-in ballots and everything else. Joe Biden's presupposition, and this has been shown, by the way, by pretty much every subsequent election, 2018, 2020, 2021, 2022, right? All the subsequent elections show that when Trump is perceived even to be on the ballot, every single person who is a Democrat shows up to vote against him. Not because they love the Democrat, but because they hate Donald Trump, hate him with the fiery passion of a thousand burning suns. And meanwhile, in the Republican areas, people really, really love Trump. And so they show up and they vote for Trump in really high numbers. However, there is a core of people, you know, they tend to be ignored. But the never Trump folks who say they will not vote for Trump under any circumstances is not a minority. It's not a tiny position. It's not a huge position, but it's not a tiny position either. The number of people in the Democratic Party who say they 100% will not show up for Joe Biden is essentially non-existent. There is no never Biden crew among the Joe Bidens. So if you're looking at who's going to come home in the Democratic Party, the likely answer is virtually everybody. In the Republican Party, the answer is likely like 92%. That 8% makes a difference in a very, very tight election. And then you look at, and beyond that, there are going to be some Republicans who are just like not enthused with the idea of a Trump-Biden election again. And they may be like, well, I like Trump and I want to be president, but it is raining today. And Joe Biden is like, meh. Right? Joe Biden doesn't get anyone animated. Trump gets people on the right animated. and he gets people on the left animated. So Donald Trump turns out votes for his side, and he turns out votes for the other side. But the third factor is the people in the middle. The people in the middle, by polling data, they break for Biden. They broke for Biden in 2020. There's very little evidence they're going to switch back to Trump. Now, the case for Trump is very easy, actually. The case for Trump is it was better when Trump was president than when Biden is president. The problem is that if all you're going to get next year is not Trump prosecuting the case against Joe Biden and his economy and his incompetence and how bad a president he is, the case you're going to get is it's really unjust that I'm being jailed by Fannie Willis or by the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, or by Jack Smith. That's a bank shot, because you basically have to say that all of these people are working for Joe Biden, and therefore it's unfair that Joe Biden is using all of these people to go after me. And it's not quite the easiest argument, actually, for Trump to make. Which presumably is why what the polls show, according to the most recent polling data asking the question, there's a poll from APNORC. This is circa about a week ago, week and a half ago. More than half of Americans say there is zero chance of them voting for Donald Trump to return to the White House in 2024. 53% of Americans told the APNORC Center survey they would definitely not support him next November. Another 11% said they would probably not pull the lever for the 45th president, which means only 36% say they would probably or definitely support Trump in his third consecutive bid for the White House. So it is this disconnect between Republican voters who think that everybody thinks like them and the rest of the country that is leading to Trump's increase in the polls. Now, do I think that this is going to wear well for Trump? Over time, it tends not to. Over time, what tends to happen, there's an opening here. There's an opening for another candidate in the Republican Party to make the very simple and convincing case. Donald Trump should have all of our sympathy for the legal travails he is undergoing. And also, he's very unlikely to beat Joe Biden. That's actually the case. That's the only case that you can make if you're a Republican at this point and hope to win primaries against Donald Trump, which raises the question of how that debate goes. So we now have some data on the debate fallout. We're going to get to more of this in just one second. First, I wanted to let you know, if you really enjoyed the Ben Shapiro Show and the Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at DailyWire.com. Let Michael Knowles tell you about his show.
Hey, Michael Knowles here. As you might expect, I am the host of the Michael Knowles Show. Conservative pessimists say the world can't get any worse. Conservative optimists say it certainly can. Luckily, there is hope and a whole lot of fun to be had at the left's expense. Come check out the Michael Knowles Show at the Daily Wire. You can listen to the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, or Facebook. It is all over the place. You can watch the full show ad-free on DailyWire.com. And don't miss exclusive videos we make on my YouTube channel, such as my woke commercial reviews and the Chaz Funniest Home Videos. We break down everything from Drag Queen Story Hour to the Paris Climate Agreement. So come on over and check out the Michael Knowles Show wherever you get your podcasts. Every Monday through Friday. See you there.
You know, I pretend that I really hate Michael, but really, it's not hatred. It's more just a strong and intense dislike. You heard it here first, gang. Make sure to check out the Michael Knowles Show. So I gave you my take yesterday. And my take, as I suggested, is different from the take of some of the lanes inside the Republican Party. And it's also, you know, counted for what it's worth, which is one person's opinion. I'm going to give you the data that we now have from some of the polls. First of all, important to note, a lot of people watched the debate. Not 2016 numbers, but 12.8 million total viewers watched the debate, according to the Nielsen ratings. The first debate since 2015 did like twice that because Trump was on the stage, but 13 million people is not bad. There are another 1.7 million people or so who watched it on Fox Business. So it actually looked like 14 million people, probably, who watched the debates. And that's leaving aside everybody who watched it on Rumble or watched it in other places. And that is a fairly solid number. And that's going to be a large percentage, not an insignificant percentage of people who actually vote in the Republican primaries. So it turns out that that debate may indeed have mattered a little bit. And when people say, well, you know, Trump's interview with Tucker Carlson did 230 million video views and all the rest of it. That, again, the metrics for a video view on Twitter are not the same as the metric for a video view on Nielsen. Not even remotely the same. Nielsen ratings require you to watch several minutes of a thing in order for you to be counted a viewer. A Twitter view counts as the post is in your screen, more than 50% in your screen for more than 2 seconds. The actual percentage of people who actually watched a significant portion of the Trump-Tucker interview is not even remotely 230 million. It is, by some metrics, as low as a couple of million. Because, again, it wasn't broadcast anywhere. It wasn't it wasn't particularly illuminating, that interview. Like the Trump-Tucker interview, he was asked no serious questions and he gave no serious answers. And it was entertaining, but it really didn't illuminate anything. Okay, so that means that maybe the debate mattered a little bit. So we now have some polling data with regard to who won and who lost the debate. So the Washington Post 538 and Ipsos all conducted a poll before and after last night's debate, according to the Washington Post, with potential Republican primary and caucus voters, including those who watched the debate. According to those voters, not according to me, according to the voters, the 29% who watched said that DeSantis had the best night. Vivek Ramaswamy came in at 26%. Now, again, my generalized take is that everybody basically accomplished what they wanted to accomplish in the debate. DeSantis wanted to escape fire and look presidential. Vivek Ramaswamy wanted attention, which he got in spades. Nikki Haley wanted to lock down that traditional GOP lane, get some momentum there. Pence wanted to shore up his legacy. Christie wanted to throw a couple of punches and shore up the Never Trump vote. Right, so pretty much everybody got what they wanted from the debate. But what the stats actually show is that DeSantis, according to this poll, 29% say that he performed best, which is a far cry from a lot of the people who are big Trump fans saying that he was terrible, it was awful, it was all. That's really not what people who watched the debate said. 26% said that Vivek performed the best. What's more important, actually, is what percentage of people say they are considering voting for each of the candidates. So again, this is just for GOP debate watchers, for the people who actually watched the GOP debate, which, you know, again, is 12, 14 million people. It is not the 40 or 50 million people who presumably will vote in a Republican primary. Okay, but among the debate watchers, 67% of people say they are considering Ron DeSantis for president of the United States. That is an uptick of about 4 or 5 percentage points from where it was. That actually is the number one in the field. Number two in the field is Trump. 61% say they're considering voting for him. Nikki Haley had by far the biggest bump. She went from 29% of people in the GOP debate watchers saying they were considering voting for her to 46% saying they were voting for her or would consider voting for her. Vivek moved from 40 to 46%, so he picked up some ground, but not a ton. He's now tied with Nikki Haley in terms of people who would consider voting for him in a primary. That's followed by Tim Scott at 43%, Mike Pence at 23%, Chris Christie at 22%, and the inimitable and electric Doug Burgum at 12%. Now, when you take a look at GOP primary voters, just overall GOP primary voters, not just people who watched the debate, what you find is that 51% say they are considering DeSantis, 64% say they are considering Trump, and nobody else is even within remote spitting distance. Nikki Haley is at 24, Vivek is at 23, Tim Scott is at 25, 26 are at Pence, 14 Christie, 4% the inimitable and electric Doug Burgum. So, what does that mean? Well, it means that actually DeSantis got a little bit of a bump from this, actually. What's actually even more interesting is how the favorables and unfavorables went for everybody in the field. So the favorable rating for DeSantis basically increased slightly, and his unfavorables went down slightly. 72% favorable, 25% unfavorable, which makes him the highest in the Republican field. Donald Trump is among the GOP debate watchers. Among GOP debate watchers, 59% said that they are favorable to Trump, 35% unfavorable. So he's plus 24. DeSantis is, if my math is correct here, my mental math here, he is currently plus 47. So that those are big numbers. Nikki Haley's favorables went up pretty dramatically. She's up to 65% favorable, 27% unfavorable. Weirdly, Vivek, because nobody had heard of him up until the last few weeks, actually, Vivek's favorable ratings went from 50 to 60, but his unfavorable ratings went from 13 to 32. So he actually, on net, lost favorability ratings over the course of the debate. So there's more people who said they loved him, but there are a lot more people who said they didn't like him after watching that debate, which again makes sense. It's a very polarizing performance. As I say, for one crowd it was an A, and for one crowd it was a D. So DeSantis at least gave himself a little bit of a boost from this, which is, again, kind of surprising. And he maintained. The biggest mover was Haley. What does that mean for the primaries? I mean, it may mean very little for the primaries, depending on whether anyone can capitalize off the back of that and move forward. But the notion that like there was that DeSantis got his clock clean, the campaign is over, which is something that Don Trump Jr., for example, was trying to push, that obviously is not true. Here's a Fox News focus group directly after the debate. Here's what they had to say.
You went in last night open-minded, leaning a little bit DeSantis. How did you feel?
Well, I think DeSantis definitely was solidified in my mind. Thank goodness that the election isn't tomorrow, because I still think we have a lot to learn and a lot to hear. I was really impressed with Nikki Haley. I liked how she came at the issue of abortion. She talked about it in a way that I think can neutralize some of the negative talking points from the Democrats.
Okay, Kevin, next to you. You came in liking DeSantis, and did you like what you heard?
I think that something about DeSantis is that he's very much touting his background and what he's accomplished in Florida. Yesterday, I kind of saw a lot of people talking about what they will do once they get into office. DeSantis said, I've done it in Florida, and I'll do it on a national level. So to me, someone who has the accomplishments there, it really resonates with me.
So that was a clip that involved a couple of people who were previously pro-DeSantis, but there were a bunch of people in that focus group who were actually more pro-Trump or more pro-Vivek, and they also said they thought DeSantis did well. Again, that's not standing for DeSantis. He could turn into nothing, right? It could be just another kind of moment in which it seems like he's going to burst onto the scene and then nothing happens. Or it could be the beginning of a build of momentum. What happens next is going to I said this yesterday. What happens next is going to define what the debate means for everybody else. As always, you can only see inflection points in retrospect. Some things look like they're going to be inflection points and they turn out to be nothing. Something look like they could be inflection points and they turn out to be something. We're about to find out. Already coming up, Joe Biden is a super weak candidate. Will Republicans beat him? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Goldleaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Soundwave presents Billion Dollar Bash, a magical evening of music, food, and fun for a great cause. Saturday, August 26th, 6 to 10:30 p.m. at Axiom Repertory Theater. Billion Dollar Bash is a party, fundraiser, and the Danger Kitty album release party with proceeds benefiting Reading Roots Revival Music Festival and Axiom Repertory Theater. Start the evening enjoying the incomparable song stylings of Preston Jacobs while enjoying a no-host cocktail bar, delicious hors d'oeuvres, while you bid on your favorite silent auction items and pick up some band merch in the Looking Glass Lounge. Then the star-studded concert lineup on the main stage. Honeybee Jazz will kick off the night, followed by the rockin' soulful sounds of Anna J. Band. Then the grand finale, Danger Kitty. Tickets at axreptheater.com. Don't miss the Billion Dollar Bash with Danger Kitty, presented by Soundwave Entertainment.
American Lung Association.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is super weak on like every front, mentally, emotionally, physically, like all of them. It is funny to hear people try to defend him. So DNC chair Jamie Harrison, he says that Joe Biden is one of the most successful presidents since LBJ, which is weird since LBJ was so unsuccessful he had to drop out of his own 1968 reelect race because he was so unpopular.
I don't take much credence in terms of polls, because in the end of the day, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going all across this country. Democrats are going across the country to talk about how this administration, which is probably one of the most successful since Lyndon Baines Johnson, has done so much to improve and put America back on track. We are going to make sure that that message gets out to the American people.
Yes, they are so popular. They're so popular that Politico is now trying a Kamala Harris relaunch. This would be number 27. It's super funny. The Kamala Harris thing is just, it will never not be funny. Kamala Harris is awful at this. She's awful. Okay, if you recall, Kamala Harris was a very bad senator in California. And people kept trying to make her a thing. They kept trying to make Fetch a thing. And it just wasn't. It just wasn't a thing. They tried it when she was going after Brett Kavanaugh. Like, is this Kamala Harris's moment? Turns out, no, it was not Kamala Harris's moment. Then it was like, she's running for president. She will be amazing. She is a strong black woman. And she will be incredible. And then she went into a debate. And she told a bunch of bullcrap lies about how Joe Biden didn't want her to go to school as a kid or something. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's a moment. And then, like, 5 seconds later, her campaign imploded. She didn't even make it to California. They're like, oh man, she sucked. That was terrible. Then Joe Biden picked her for vice president. Like, oh my God, you know who's incredible? Eighth look at Kamala Harris. And then it turns out that her campaign was terrible and awfully run. And people kept getting fired and all this. And then they're like, oh man, she's not. And then the election happened and she won. And then it was like, you know who could be incredible? Wait for Kamala Harris. She could be unbelievable. And then it turns out she's garbage at her job. And they're like, oh man, that she sucks. She's really bad. Like, she can't speak English properly. She can't string together sentences. She sounds like a drunk school marm who's trying to educate you on, like, what a duck is all the time. It's bizarre. She just starts speaking in bizarre haikuish poetry about electric buses and Venn diagrams. Like, what's happening? And then they're like, but wait. Joe Biden's weak. So, you know who we should give a look at? Wait for it, guys. We should give a look at Kamala Harris. So this is take number 87 here. Quote, I can't get into people's heads. Kamala Harris tries to reshape her public image ahead of 2024. In a Politico interview, the vice president addressed how she views the growing scrutiny she's under as Republicans use her as a bogeyman in 2024. Oh, she's a victim again. Oh, so she sucks at her job. She's a victim again. That's how all this crap works. So they can pretend that she is the heir apparent to an old man who, honest to God, guys, Joe Biden is in such fragile health that some of the stuff that we do here at Daily Wire involves me cutting videos a couple of weeks in advance so that we can edit them properly. And so we actively consider things like, if I make this video, what's the turnaround time on it? If the turnaround time is like several months and it's about Joe Biden, I'm not sure we can do it. It might not be relevant. These are active considerations that people make in the political world based on Joe Biden's frailty and ailing health. So they, of course, they're trying to prop up Kamala Harris again. Backstage, she prepares for a not-so-intimate fireside chat about gun safety in front of hundreds of people. Hundreds of people? The vice president, hundreds of people? Now, let me explain something. I can draw hundreds of people. She's the vice president. Anyway, Kamala Harris is unscripted and seemingly at ease. No notes or teleprompter in sight. Well, slow clap for the lady who doesn't need a teleprompter for talking to a reporter backstage. Wow. No notes even? Woo. Ugh. The IQ points just flow out of her like water from Moses' rock. She's comfortable offering condolences and counsel to those who have lost loved ones to gun violence. Who stream in wearing red shirts emblazoned with Moms Demand Action or Students Demand Action. She holds their hands and looks into their eyes. We speak their names, she whispers to one woman. That woman probably looks around like, why is she whispering? What's happening? She gently reassures a man, clearly anxious about where to stand in the photo line. All eyes are on her. But that's been true of Harris for a while now, and the view has not often been kind. Yes, she is a victim. She is a victim of the fact that she is such a dramatic failure throughout her entire political career that she keeps failing up. If she keeps being as bad at her job now as she has been throughout her career, eventually she'll become empress. Just every time she fails, they're like, you know what? What if we give her a higher slot? Maybe she'll be better. She's like the Michael Moles of politics. It's like the worse she does at her job, the more we're like, what if we just promote her more? Her tenure as Joe Biden's number two has not been known for relaxed and warm moments like those in Chicago. Instead, Harris's term has largely been marked by stilted performances at public events, at odds with the uninhibited interrogator she was known as in the Senate. They've fueled whispers about whether she'll be a drag on the reelect ticket as 2024 heats up. Now her political future and quite possibly the success of the Democratic ticket hinges on a simple question. Is it possible for Kamala Harris to make a second impression? Do you mean, by second, do you mean 2,000th impression? For Harris, it's a question that fundamentally misunderstands the point. In her mind, she's the same person she was when the prevailing narrative of her was that of star prosecutor, ascendant political talents, even the future of the Democratic Party. You could have followed me around in Iowa ahead of 2020, Harris said. You would have seen the same thing 4 years ago. It's always who I've been. I can't get into other people's heads about why they characterize things as being one way or another. It's not as though I've just found myself. I've always been here. I never went away. And then the entire article is about how that's not true and how really she's been, it's others around her who have failed the great leader. But really, she's actually empathetic and sympathetic and wondrous. Guys, if this is the best you got, you better pray that Republicans jog Democratic turnout, because Kamala Harris is a disaster area. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRongstra. House Republicans launch a probe into Fulton County DA Fonnie Willness.
The GOP-led House Judiciary Committee opened an investigation into DA Willness Thursday over whether her prosecution of Trump is, quote, politically motivated. In a letter to the DA announcing the probe, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, demanded the Democrat prosecutor provide answers over her indictment of former President Trump and his associates. The letter reads, "Your indictment and prosecution implicate substantial federal interests, and the circumstances surrounding your actions raise serious concerns about whether they are politically motivated." Edwin Mora, Washington.
At least one tornado touched down in Michigan the other night as part of severe storms that were powered by winds of up to 75 miles an hour that downed trees, tore roofs off buildings, and killed five people, leaving hundreds of thousands of customers without power. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Cromwell says some of the storms were more damaging than the EF1 tornado turned out to be.
It's definitely an intense storm, but it could have been a lot worse. These tornadoes are relatively weak.
Cromwell says the area affected were parts of Ingram and Livingston counties. Within hours of Maui County releasing nearly 400 names of people unaccounted for following the deadliest wildfire in more than a century, some cases already being resolved, relatives or the people themselves reporting that they're safe. Police Chief John Pelletier understands that and says it'll be difficult for many, but they have to do it.
This is not an easy thing to do, but we want to make sure that we are doing everything we can possibly to make this investigation the most complete, thorough to date.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Australian and Filipino forces backed by U.S. Marines have practiced retaking an island seized by hostile forces in a large military drill on the northwestern Philippine coast facing the South China Sea. Philippine President Marcos says the drills are taking place to better prepare for what he calls any eventuality.
I think it is an important aspect of how we prepare for any eventuality. And considering that there have been so many events that attest to the volatility of the region, this kind of exercise, this kind of close strategic cooperation between countries around the region is extremely important.
The exercise was held on a Philippine Navy base with 1,200 Australians, 560 Filipinos, and 120 Marines. More at townhall.com. Let's get a closeout on the week at Wall and Broad with John Scott.
Wall Street closed higher, breaking a three-week losing streak after the head of the Federal Reserve said it will proceed carefully as it decides what to do with interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% after flipping between small gains and losses a few times. In a highly anticipated speech, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said again that it will make upcoming decisions on interest rates based on what incoming data reports say about inflation and the economy.
By the numbers, the Dow finished 247 points higher at 34,346. The NASDAQ rose 126 to 13,590, while the S&P 500 added 29 points to end the week at 4,405. New York oil finished 78 cents higher at $79.83 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. It's time to stand up against big tech. Protect your data at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. We're going to go through the debate in detail right now. I do want to thank Fox News. They backed off their position yesterday that they had expressed clearly to us that they were not going to allow shows like ours to actually cover the debate by playing more than 3 combined minutes of the debate. I was rather livid about it yesterday. Fox News did get in touch with us. They did let us know that it was okay if we played as many clips as we wanted from the debate. It's fair use, actually. Good for them, so we want to give them credit for that. Whenever there's a big debate, the big question that people have is who won and who lost. But to understand who won and who lost, you first have to discuss what the metrics are for winning and losing. Because you can win a debate, and it can mean very little. Or you can lose a debate, and it can end your campaign. So the question for each of the candidates on the stage in last night's first Republican debate was, what is the goal? In order to understand what the goal was for each candidate, and then we can grade them in terms of how they achieved their goals, we can also grade them in terms of what we personally thought of them in terms of truth, honesty, policy. In order to grade them on that basis, we first have to kind of assess the state of the race going into the debate. And to understand where the race was going into the debate, you first have to understand that the Republican Party is not actually a cohesive thing. The conservative movement at this point is not a cohesive movement. There's an anti-left umbrella. Under the anti-left umbrella, there are several groups inside the Republican Party. I've seen people divide these groups 6 ways, if you're Nate Cohen of the New York Times. I've seen them divided a couple of ways. They're not divided, however, into 2 groups. One of the core assumptions going into the Republican primaries by a lot of politicos is that there are basically 2 groups, the pro-Trumps and the anti-Trumps. Maybe 3, the pro-Trumps, the anti-Trumps, and the lukewarm Trumps. That's not really accurate. In reality, in this Republican primary, I believe that there are 4 lanes right now. There are 4 lanes. And the question is, can you occupy multiple of those lanes and be the top person at multiple of those lanes? You're going to have to do that in order to challenge President Trump, who's running away with the primaries right now by 40 points nationally. And he's winning, yes, still in Iowa. He's winning in New Hampshire and every other state. So in order to understand where the race stood and what people were trying to accomplish on the stage last night, we first have to look at where people stand in the race right now. So I put together this chart to sort of explain the various lanes and where the candidates stood before last night's debate. So there are basically 4 lanes in this Republican primary. Lane number 1 are the people who absolutely love President Trump, the Trumpers. And that's like 35% of the Republican Party. They love him. It's ride or die. He's their guy. You got 25% of the GOP. That'd be like the traditional GOP base, like the Reagan conservatives, people who believe in the 3-legged stool of conservatism, social conservatism, fiscal conservatism, meaning small government, free trade, and foreign policy hawkishness. That'd be like the traditional GOP. Third group would be the liberal wing. This would be like the Never Trumpers, the Chris Christie wing. And then finally, you have the Trump adjacent. These are people like 20% of the party who like Trump. Like they like him. They like his policies. They thought he was a good president. But they understand there are serious concerns about his presidential run, whether it's the indictments, whether it's his bizarre habits on Truth Social, whether it's his commentary, whether it's the toxicity he has with Suburban, whatever it is. These are people who like a lot of what Trump did, who may even like him personally, but they also are not totally sold that Trump is the guy for 2024. That's like 20% of the party. So let's go through each of these candidates and where they stood going into the debate, last night's debate. So Ron DeSantis is currently in second place in the national polling. With the Trumpers, he earns like a B. Okay, so the way that I weighted this sort of stuff is everybody's on an A to F scale. Trump gets an A plus in the Trump category because he's Trump and it's the Trump category. So he gets an A plus. He's the only person who gets an A plus in any category. Okay, but everybody else is on an A to F scale. An A is worth 4, a B is worth 3, a C is worth 2, a D is worth 1, and F is worth 0. And then we weighted it out according to the size of these particular groups. So Ron DeSantis, among Trumpers, going into the debate, he's at like a B. They like the guy. They think he's fine. He's solid, but he's not Trump. Among traditional GOP types, DeSantis is currently at a B. Among members of the so-called liberal wing, the sort of never Trump side, DeSantis is at like a D. And among the Trump adjacent crowd, he's at like a B. Those are the people who love Trump, but, you know, they could see somebody else, which means that he's at a B in three categories and a D in one other. Vivek Ramaswamy has an A with Trumpers. Now, that is great for him in the sense that, like, the Trump people really, really like him. I mean, a lot for him being vice president or a cabinet secretary, but he ain't going to beat Trump among the Trumpers. He's got an A among the Trumpers. He's got a D among the traditional GOP because he takes a lot of heterodox positions and seems to shift with the wind based on who's asking him questions, whether it is 9/11 conspiracies or whether it is Ukraine or whether it's climate change. You got the liberal wing, which hates Vivek. The never Trump wing, he's got an F with them. And then among the Trump adjacent, he's got an A right now. This is where momentum has been flowing from DeSantis to Vivek, is that in the Trump adjacent wing, the people who like Trump, but they could see somebody else, Vivek has been doing well with those people. He's got an A with those people. That means he's got an A with the Trumpers and the Trump adjacent, and he's failing with the traditional GOP and the left wing of the party. Mike Pence has an F in two categories, the Trump and the Trump adjacent. They hate him. And among the traditional GOP, he's got a B because, again, the traditional GOP kind of likes Trump. And so if Trump rips on Pence, he's got a B. And among the never Trumpers, they actually don't like Pence on policy, but they like that Trump hates him. And so he's got a B with them. Nikki Haley, among those four groups, she's got like a D with the Trumpers. They don't like her because she's running against Trump. Among the traditional GOP, she does well. She's got an A going in, probably. Among the never Trump wing of the party, she's got a B. They kind of like her. They don't love her, but they kind of like her. And among the Trump adjacent, she has a D. They're also not super fond of Nikki Haley. They think that she is, quote unquote, a neocon and all the rest of it. Hey, Tim Scott is basically in the race for no reason. Tim Scott, very nice guy. No magnetism, no momentum, no nothing. Among Trumpers, he's a C or a D. Among traditional GOP, he's a C. Liberal wing, he's a C. Trump adjacent, he's a C. Like, basically, we all like Tim. He's fine. Eh. And then Chris Christie, he is an F among Trumpers. He's got a D among the traditional GOP who don't like him because of the way that he treated Barack Obama and all the rest. He's got an F with the Trump adjacent because they hate his guts. And among the number of Trumpers, he's got an A. So he's got like one lane. And then you got Trump. Trump himself has an A plus with the Trumpers. He's got an A with the Trump adjacent. And he's got a B with the traditional GOP. It's only the never Trumpers who hate him. Everybody else either loves the guy or likes the guy to varying degrees. In order for any candidate to defeat Donald Trump, in order for that to happen, the only way that that is going to happen is if they consolidate the other three non-Trump wings of the party. So let's say that you're a candidate and you want to beat Donald Trump. And Donald Trump right now has the Trumpers locked up, right? It's 35% of the party. And you need to get, let's say, in a two-person race, which it is not, which is part of the problem. Let's say you want it to consolidate. So you figure out that 65% of the party is up for grabs. Well, you'd certainly need to pick up the Never Trump wing. That'd be like 20% of the party. And then you need to win probably 80% of the traditional GOP. You need to get a lot of those people to believe that Donald Trump is not the guy, which means you need to win them over with sort of traditional GOP positions, record, all the rest. And then you would still have to win half of the Trump adjacent. You'd have to take all of the never Trump wing, that's 20%. You have to take 20 of the 25% from the traditional GOP, and you'd still have to win half of the Trump adjacent. That is a very uphill road. Now, the only candidate who is scoring at all among all three of those groups, the only candidates who are scoring at all among those three groups, the Trump adjacent, the liberal wing, and the traditional GOP, are Haley and DeSantis. The others are doing well in like one of the categories. DeSantis' campaign initially seemed fairly well positioned for this possible challenge, right? He seemed like he might be getting an A with the traditional GOP. Among never-Trumpers, he was at like a B, and among the Trump adjacent, he was at like an A. So there was a possibility he might have been able to consolidate the anti-Trump forces. That really has not happened, which is why he's been losing momentum. Because right now, he seems like he's the second choice for everybody. Among traditional GOPers, he is a B-rater, as opposed to Nikki Haley, who's like an A. Among the Trump adjacent, he's at a B, as opposed to Vivek, who's at an A. And among the never-Trump wing, he ranks behind right now Christie and Haley and Pence, probably. And so, when you look at the initial GPAs of these candidates going into the race, what you see is Donald Trump way out in front with like a 3.3, when you give like a weighted average here. And when you look at Ron DeSantis, he's at, when you give a weighted aggregate rather, you get 3.3 for Trump. When you look at DeSantis, he's at 2.6. Vivek just trailing him at 2.45. You have Nikki Haley at 2.15. You have Scott at 1.65. Pence at 1.35. Christie at 1.05. Now, that doesn't explain the entire dynamic of the race, because momentum, as we'll discuss, is really about, can you win one of these lanes? One of the ways you generate momentum is by winning one of the lanes, then building on that. So right now, Vivek is doing really well with the Trump adjacent, which is why he's building on that and seems to have momentum. Christie seems to have momentum because he has some momentum with the never Trump wing of the party. Haley had to use this debate to gain momentum. But this defines where the candidates are. So going into the race, DeSantis basically just wants to hold steady. That's his goal. Hold steady. If you look at this chart, what you see, again, DeSantis is in second place, but he's kind of stagnant with all of these groups, right? He's in second place in all of these groups. In three groups, he's got a B. And among the never-Trumpers, he's got a D. His original plan was he was going to score like a B with the Trumpers, and then he was going to score an A with pretty much everybody else. That was going to be the idea. That has not happened. Right now, because DeSantis was in a slide, his goal for this debate, and because he's in second place, was just to avoid the spotlight, actually. His goal was to live another day. He did not want last night to be a red wedding, the time when he just completely collapsed on the stage. As we'll see, I think that he largely accomplished that. Vivek's goal is to continue to gain attention, to be a lightning rod. That was his goal on the stage. Right? He's doing really well with the Trump adjacent. He knows he's going to do nothing with the number of Trumpers. And he knows he's not going to do anything with traditional GOP, which, again, is why he's not really running for president. He's running for Donald Trump's vice president or for a cabinet position or for a Senate position. He knows he's not taking it away from Trump. And that wasn't his goal last night. His goal last night was to basically degrade DeSantis with the Trump adjacent by gaining momentum with those people. And he may have accomplished that goal last night. For Mike Pence, Pence really knows that he doesn't have a shot at the presidency, but he feels that he has to run because he has to preserve his legacy as a person who stood up to the predations of Donald Trump between November and January and as a sort of traditional old line Republican politician. How did he do last night? He basically achieved his goal. Nikki Haley, her goal was, I need a lane, and I need to actually show some momentum in a lane. Nikki Haley, as we'll see, actually outperformed last night, and she actually achieved her goal. Tim Scott is a quixotic figure. I'm not sure why he's in the race. This is not his moment. I'm not sure he has a moment. He's incredibly soft-spoken. He's not aggressive. He seems like a very nice person, but he does not have any teeth. And so there was no goal for him to achieve. And so he succeeded in not achieving a goal, I suppose. But I feel like Tim Scott is going to be one of the first people out of the race. And for Chris Christie, the entire goal last night was to, like Vivek, lock down one lane, right? Lock down that never Trump lane. And I think Christie may have achieved that goal last night. Meanwhile, Trump achieved his goal, which was stay away, goal achieved. So last night, I think actually everybody kind of achieved their goal, but the effects in terms of momentum are going to be the question. So we're going to get to that in just 1 second. The effect, like what actually happened via the momentum, in order to explore that question as to who has momentum coming out of the debate, we're going to have to actually jump into the debate itself. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. The ERC is a tax refund for businesses that kept employees on payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate the process. Their independent tax attorneys can help your business's claims stay compliant with IRS regulations and guidelines. They understand the importance of your information. They have industry standard certifications to back it up. They also have a team of independent tax attorneys who are well-versed in tax code interpretation and the updated qualification criteria. They'll collaborate with your CPA to assess your eligibility, ensuring you feel confident before you submit your application. Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. They work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Go to InnovationRefunds.com to determine eligibility. If you qualify, you could be on your way to receive money for your business. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. That's InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. Terms and conditions apply. All right, folks, we're going to jump into the actual debate. I'm going to give you my own metrics for how I grade people. This is Ben Spiro Show.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. So here's to the fair. Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, we're about to jump into the actual debate. As we jump into the actual debate, I'm going to explain to you how I analyze this debate. So, the way that I analyze this particular debate is going to be my own subjective belief, because every debate is like Rashomon, the old Kurosawa film. There's 1,000 perspectives on what somebody says. So, Vivek might say something, and I might think, man, he is being wildly dishonest. And then there might be people who's like, yeah, but he's punching somebody. So, again, every debate is a matter of perspective. I'm going to critique debate participants through a couple of different prisms that I think should still be important, even if they seem increasingly non-important in everyday political life. Okay, so I'm going to grade them based on, like, is what they're saying true? Are they being, like, a decent person? So one of my grades of decency generally is I don't like attacks that are false. I don't like them. I think if you're going to attack somebody, you should attack somebody based on what they have done. I don't think you should just launch specious attacks on people as a general rule. I understand that we live in a very aggressive time, and so a lot of people take aggression on stage, performative aggression, as, well, if he's doing it there, then he'll definitely do it to Joe Biden. But does that make you, like, a good person? I feel like you could actually, you know, launch well-timed and well-calibrated attacks on people and still take on Joe Biden. Maybe I'm just shooting in the dark here, but that's how I grade people. But, again, I understand that my perspective is not the only perspective, which is why, as we go on here, I'm going to explain how each lane is grading people in this actual debate. I'm also going to grade people based on their actual policy performance, which means inherent advantage to people who actually have governed a state or done a thing as opposed to just said a thing. Now, again, I'm not sure this matters in a Republican primary anymore. It certainly has not mattered since President Trump. I mean, when President Trump became the nominee, he literally had no governing record. He'd not been in politics at all. So, again, I'm using metrics that may be outdated, but, again, I get to do it. It's my show. So, my metrics are generally, is what they're saying true? Are they being like a decent person? Is what they're saying a reflection of actual policy wins on the ground? So, for example, I'm going to grade people better if they do something anti-woke as opposed to just saying something anti-woke. I'm also going to grade people based on the actual policy conservatism of what they are saying. Like, do I think that they're actually right or not? Okay, so that is how I typically grade these things. Now, does that mean that my grades are going to be reflective of, like, the momentum in the race? I think absolutely not. Again, if I were going to place myself on this chart of, like, Trumpers, traditional GOP, liberal wing, Trump adjacent, I'm somewhere between Trump adjacent and traditional GOP, probably. I'm certainly not in never Trump Chris Christie liberal wing of the party. And I'm certainly not in the I will vote for Trump, I walk over broken glass to vote for Trump. I'm like the people who think Trump did a pretty good job overall. I thought that hit the first 3 years of his presidency, we got some big policy wins, but I was also very, very uncomfortable, as y'all know, with a lot of his rhetoric, many of the things that he said, his habit of tweeting that I think was counterproductive to his own presidency, his activities between November and January of 2021, all that, his behavior since, like, all that stuff makes me uncomfortable with many of the things Trump did, but also warm toward his performance in the first 3 years of his presidency. Again, the first 3 years, the last year, I think, was rather disastrous on all fronts. I think COVID was a disaster. I think his handling of BLM was really bad. I think that we blew out the budget. Like, there were a lot of problems. Even amongst those problems, there were wins. Like, for example, the Abraham Accords. But, again, I want to make my own perspective clear, my own biases clear, so you know how to analyze what I'm saying as well. I'm going to be upfront and honest with you on that sort of stuff. A lot of people won't. So, okay, let's jump into the debate. Okay, so, the debate opens, and everybody sort of gives their little intro. Ron DeSantis, who is going into this, the front runner of the second tier, right? There's only one person in the top tier, right? And that's Trump, who wasn't there. So the person who's in the second tier leading this thing was DeSantis. DeSantis' goal, as I say, was basically emerge alive. So did DeSantis emerge alive? Yeah, I mean, he did that really easily, actually. So here was Ron DeSantis' intro.
Joe Biden back to his basement and reverse American decline. And it starts with understanding we must reverse Bidenomics so that middle-class families have a chance to succeed again. We cannot succeed as a country if you are working hard and you can't afford groceries, a car, or a new home, while Hunter Biden can make hundreds of thousands of dollars on lousy paintings. That is wrong.
Hey, this is fine. Right down the line, solid stuff from Ron DeSantis. And that would describe his performance, like, last night. I mean, fine, solid. Right, those are adjectives that come to mind. Then you have Vivek. Right, Vivek has momentum because in that Trump-adjacent lane, which is not a huge lane, but it's there, he's doing really well. He's outperforming because he's going everywhere. He's saying anything. He's flipping his positions in order to say anything. Here was Vivek's intro, and very energetic. As we'll see, he's going to get knocked by Chris Christie for cribbing from Obama. And there is something to the idea here that Vivek is a very studied person. I mean, he's a very smart guy, and Vivek basically has taken in political information over the course of the last 15 years, and he is now kind of re-churning it in Vivek form. And so what you get sometimes is lines that come out of Vivek that obviously are from somebody else. So here's Vivek in his intro.
So first, let me just address a question that is on everybody's mind at home tonight. Who the heck is this skinny guy with a funny last name, and what the heck is he doing in the middle of this debate stage? I'll tell you, I'm not a politician, Brett. You're right about that. I'm an entrepreneur. My parents came to this country with no money 40 years ago. I have gone on to found multi-billion dollar companies. I did it while marrying my wife, Apoorva, raising our two sons,
following our faith in God, that is the American dream. And I am genuinely worried that that American dream will not exist for our two sons and their generation unless we do something about it. And I do think Brett is going to take an outsider, because for a long time we have professional politicians in the Republican Party who have been running from something. Now is our moment to start running to something.
Okay, so I look at this sort of stuff, and I think this is really platitudinous, but I also understand that it's very energetic. Right? Vivek was extremely energetic on the stage last night, and he's made for the internet. I mean, he knows how to speak internet. On the internet, he's sort of emotive, big hand motions, excitement. He was all energy last night, which made him a lightning rod, as we will see. Already coming up, some of the other candidates introduced themselves. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Butcher. Original Butcher.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So to this point, we've had DeSantis introduce himself, Vivek introduce himself. Now Nikki Haley's going to do the same. And again, I think that Nikki outperformed last night. She was kind of a surprise. Here she was last night.
Well, I don't care about polls. What I care about, the fact is that no one is telling the American people the truth. The truth is that Biden didn't do this to us. Our Republicans did this to us, too. When they passed that $2.2 trillion COVID stimulus bill, they left us with 90 million people on Medicaid, 42 million people on food stamps. No one has told you how to fix it. I'll tell you how to fix it. They need to stop the spending. They need to stop the borrowing.
Okay, points for truth here. Now, I understand that the new Republican Party says we should never talk about entitlement programs ever again. Reality. Those entitlement programs are going to bankrupt us. Those are real. And so when Nikki Haley says that, it may be unpopular. It also happens to be right. So in my book, saying things that are unpopular but true tends to win you points for me. So Nikki Haley, I think, did well last night. Meanwhile, Mike Pence had a hard task last night. He had to simultaneously brag about his record as part of the Trump-Pence administration. And then, as we'll see, defend his behavior on January 6th. Here it was last night.
I'm incredibly proud of the record of the Trump-Pence administration. I mean, in 4 short years, we rebuilt our military. We revived our economy. We unleashed American energy. And we appointed 3 conservatives to the Supreme Court that gave the American people a new beginning for the right to life.
Okay, so all of that, as you can see from the crowd, all of that is perfectly fine. Okay, then the real debate broke out. So the real debate was that a lot of people on stage were annoyed with Vivek. The reason a lot of people on stage are annoyed with Vivek, there's a pretty good reason. He's obviously not running for president. I mean, he's not. He's running to replace the guy he says is the best president, as we'll see, of the 21st century. He is running without criticizing that person. He is running by attacking literally everyone else on the stage. And he is saying things very, very confidently that he was saying the opposite of 5 minutes ago. Now, does any of that really matter in terms of momentum in particular lanes? No, and maybe the way that you grade Vivek is that dude's really aggressive. I get it. I totally understand. He's really energetic. He's magnetic on the screen. I mean, he passes what Roger Ailes test. Roger Ailes, when he would watch TV and determine whether somebody was good on TV, the way he would do it is he'd put on the mute button. And if you watched last night, there's no question that if you turned on the mute button, Vivek was the center of attention. There's just no question about it. He also drew all the fire because all of the people on the stage who've actually spent their life doing politics are annoyed that a 38-year-old guy with no political record and a long history of comments that actually contravene his own comments today is showing up and calling them names. They weren't real fond of that last night. And Vivek played right into it, right? I mean, Vivek really went for it. This is the part where, again, I think there's going to be a gap between some of the stuff that I think about what Vivek said and maybe what the crowd thinks about what Vivek said. So, clip 8. This is the one where Ramaswamy really decided, Vivek really, again, I know Vivek, I like Vivek, I consider myself friends with Vivek. I think these attacks are pretty dishonest. So here is Vivek basically just attacking everybody on stage with a hatchet.
I just want to respond to Mike for 1 second because he invoked me back. Listen, now that everybody's gotten their memorized pre-prepared slogans out of the way, we can actually have a real discussion now. The reality and the fact of the matter is...
Is that one of yours?
Not really, Mike, actually. No. We're just going to have some fun tonight. And the reality is, you have a bunch of people, professional politicians, super PAC puppets, following slogans handed over to them by their 400-page super PACs last week. The real choice we face in this primary is this. Do you want a super PAC puppet,
or do you want a patriot who speaks the truth? Do you want incremental reform, which is what you're hearing about, or do you want revolution?
Okay, so again, this is the part where my skin starts to, you know, rise a little bit because I don't know what he's talking about. I honestly, God, don't know what he's talking about. When he says super PAC puppet, I assume that what he's talking about is the fact that Ron DeSantis' super PAC accidentally released some sort of debate plan. That's not how super PACs work. Super PACs don't control the candidate. The question is whether the candidate controls the super PAC. This is like, when he says everyone else on this stage is a puppet, it's like, well, what, like, that's so deeply, when I get to the decency point, this is it. Just because people disagree with you and are on the same stage does not mean that they are corrupt or evil. And I don't like that line of attack. On a personal level, I don't like that line. Now, is it an effective line of attack? Sure, it can be an effective line of attack. But it seems to me that if you call somebody corrupt, if you suggest that their super PAC owns them, if you suggest that they are pre-produced while you're doing this all spontaneously, which is not true, okay? Let's be real about this. When Pence says to Vivek right there, is that a pre-canned line? The answer is yes, of course it's a pre-canned line. Like, clearly it's a pre-canned line. If you think that Vivek didn't prep for the debate, you're idiotic. I mean, like, everyone preps for debate. Of course. Because it's a debate in front of a national audience. And he just woke up in the morning, rolled out of bed, and is like, oh, I'm going to just figure this thing out on the floor. Of course not. Okay, but in any case, that sort of attack that Vivek launched then prompted everybody to fire on him in response. And so the rest of the night was essentially just Vivek taking in incoming. Now, that's Vivek's idea, right? He wants that. A lot of people coming out of the debate were like, well, he took a lot of incoming fire right there. That must have hurt him. Well, with whom? The question is, with whom? So he launches this, and then just to make sure that everybody gets the message that he wants to fight, he does it again. So clip 10, he then suggests that every single person on the stage is bought and paid for.
Let us be honest as Republicans. I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax. The climate change agenda is a hoax.
He got a little bit of booze from the audience there, but again, everybody on the stage is bought and paid for except for you. It's so tiresome. It really is. Like, I really dislike it on a moral level. I didn't like it when Trump did it in 2015, 2016. I don't like when Ramaswamy's doing it in 2023. It's just not my bag. It's not my bag. I know there's some people who love this sort of thing. I don't like it. I don't think it's moral to assume that everybody who disagrees with you is doing so because they have been bought and paid for. I think it's ugly. Does it achieve the purpose? Sure. By the way, there are politicians who are bought and paid for. Joe Biden is a politician who, when he was the senator of Delaware, was bought and paid for by MBNA. Okay, I can name the people who bought and paid for him. Here's my thing. If you're going to say somebody's bought and paid for, you then have to explain who bought them and paid for them. I'm also confused by this particular line of attack on climate change, just for a second. Who bought and paid for, like, Ron DeSantis on climate change? Was it the Sierra Club? What the hell is he talking about? If you're going to pick in, like, the rap on Republicans is that they're supposedly, this is what the left says, bought and paid for by, like, the Kochs to be pro-fracking. And they're being bought and paid for by the oil industry. Who buys and pays for Republicans on climate change? It is also worth noting here that like 5 months ago, Vivek was asked about climate change. And he said, actually, climate change is man-made. So the rest of the people, but again, this is him trolling. And I understand internet culture because I do it like every day. And this dude is an expert in internet culture. This is the thing. You can admire what he's doing on sort of a political level. At the same time that you're looking at this and going like, I'm not sure it is moral to simply suggest without any evidence whatsoever that everyone who disagrees with you is some sort of corrupt tool of the shadowy establishment without defining corruption, tool, or establishment. But as you see, like, he got what he wanted, which is to be the lightning rod. So Chris Christie, who can't help himself, and if there is a pie to be thrown, Chris Christie will forego even eating it in order to throw it. Christie then went after Vivek. And I will say that Chris Christie does have a particular set of skills. When it comes to just, like, wrecking people on stages, that dude eats pizzas and he wrecks people on stage, and he was out of pizza last night. And so his hit on Ramaswamy here actually is pretty well-based.
I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. And the last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, what's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here, was Barack Obama, and I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing stage tonight.
Come on, give me a hug. Give me a hug just like
make it into Obama.
The same time of aperture.
Okay, so then Vivek smacks Christie back. So this debate I'm up for. Right, this kind of smacking I like. Okay, so the smack I don't like is where he calls everybody on the stage a corrupticon. The thing I do like is Christie says something true about Ramaswamy. Like, this kind of dissing I'm okay with. Here's where Christie says something true about Ramaswamy, which is basically, you sound as though you just took a bunch of slogans, you threw them into a ChatGPT, and what came out was Vivek. And then Vivek comes back, and by the way, you are ripping people off, which is true. Okay, when Vivek says, what's a skinny guy with a weird last name doing up here? That is literally a quote from Barack Obama in 2004. That is literally a line from Barack Obama. So he's not wrong. I will say that Christie does have a long institutional memory, and he is a weaponized insult machine. So that was correct. But I will say Ramaswamy's response is just as correct, right? Which is, if you're going to invoke Barack Obama, it was you who was hugging him coming off the plane during Hurricane Sandy in 2012, and you were helping him out in the national election. So this kind of debate I'm up for, actually. These fisticuffs, fine. Okay, meanwhile, Tim Scott was trying to calm everybody down. Again, this is why Scott has no juice. If you're the guy in the room who's like, guys, can't we all just be friends? Well, over in the corner, people just pummeling the crap out of each other. That guy ain't going nowhere. Here was Tim Scott.
Are you bought and paid for?
Sorry.
Are you bought and paid
Absolutely
for?
Absolutely not. I mean, here's what the American people deserve is a debate about the issues that affect their lives. Going back and forth being childish is not helpful to the American people to decide on the next leader of our country. Number one.
Okay, so. Meh. And that was sort of the reaction to Scott last night. It was like he kind of disappeared into the wallpaper. He wasn't much of a factor in the debate at all. Okay, in just one second, we'll get to some actual clarifying questions on policy. I know there were a couple of them last night. It wasn't all fisticuffs. While abortion supporters offer attacks on our community, try to ensure the right to terminate a baby, Preborn's network of clinics offers love and life to ensure a baby's safety and well-being. Preborn is a ministry of compassion. When a woman has an unwanted pregnancy, she wants to make the right choice, but the pressures of life and often those around her are telling her the baby is just a clump of cells. Preborn shines a light into this darkness, offering hope, love, and free ultrasounds with up to 2 years of assistance for both mom and baby, all for free. A mom will never regret choosing life. This year alone, over 28,000 babies get to live and feel loved because of you, the pro-life community. When you support Preborn, you support love and life for both mom and baby. For just $28, you can rescue a baby. Any gift will help. All gifts are tax deductible. There's nothing really as life-changing as first seeing the ultrasound of your child. It really is an amazing experience. I have 4 kids. We got to meet all of our kids well before they were born because of the magic of ultrasound. Just dial #250 on your cell phone, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. Just dial #250 on your cell phone, say keyword baby to get started, or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. All right, coming up, we'll get some more of the Fox News debate. Last night, there were some issues that Fox News did not cover. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you realize that today many in Israel who haven't found Jesus Christ as their Messiah are expectantly awaiting Messiah's coming to initiate his kingdom? They pray at the Wailing Wall regularly. Christian believers, of course, recognize that Messiah has come and that he is our Lord Jesus Christ and will set up his kingdom following the rapture and the tribulation.
What book in the Bible addresses why Jesus is truly the Messiah?
It's the Gospel of Matthew. In Matthew's day, many Jews found it hard to understand how Jesus Christ could be the Messiah since he was crucified instead of setting up his kingdom. Crucified rather than crowned.
Now's your chance to learn why the kingdom was postponed on Tuesdays, September the 5th to December the 11th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:10 a.m. at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, taught by Dr. George Gunn. This is Chaplain Jane D'Angelo with Dr. David Nicholas. Don't miss this convenient three-unit hybrid class that you can do partly at home for credit or audit.
That's right. Call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
09.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Fox News didn't cover some crucial issues last night. Okay, so the debate continued. There were a couple of issues that came up. So there were a couple of issues that Fox absolutely did not cover. They did not cover, like, the giant gender issue. They didn't cover that, like, at all. They did not cover critical race theory in any real serious way. They kind of touched on immigration, but they made it secondary to things like climate change, which was very odd. But they did get to abortion. There were some honest-to-God interesting debates about abortion. Doug Burgum, and that's going to be the only mention you hear of Doug Burgum all day today. Doug Burgum, who is the governor of North Dakota, I believe. Yes, North Dakota. Doug Burgum, famous for his eyebrows and being a man named Doug Burgum. He made the bizarre statement that when it comes to abortion law, the 10th Amendment prevails. And a lot of people kind of knocked him around for that. There's an interesting debate, however, between Nikki Haley and Mike Pence, particularly on abortion. Here's Nikki Haley pointing out quite rationally, and I think with an eye toward the general election, that when it comes to national abortion law, you actually have to pass things before you sign them.
Let's be honest with the American people and say it will take 60 Senate votes. It will take a majority of the House. So in order to do that, let's find consensus. Can't we all agree that we should ban late-term abortions? Can't we all agree that we should encourage adoptions? Can't we all agree that doctors and nurses who don't believe in abortion shouldn't have to perform them?
Again, like this is a perfectly fine general election take. Mike Pence took the strongest line with regard to abortion. Here he was last night.
After I gave my life to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I opened up the book and I read, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And see, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life." And I knew from that moment on the cause of life had to be my cause. And I've been a champion for life in the Congress, a champion for life as governor and as vice president. And to be honest with you, Nikki, you're my friend, but consensus is the opposite of leadership.
And that's an interesting sort of debate. A consensus is the opposite of leadership. I don't think it's particularly true. I mean, sometimes consensus is actually built through leadership. However, with that said, it's an interesting and fascinating. It completely went unnoticed, right? The sideshow then continued. What's interesting is then we got into the section of the debate where everybody sort of tried to lock down their positions. And so now the first hour of the debate is about establishing your position. The position established by the various candidates in the first hour of the debate was, as we suggest, in their lanes and basically in orientation toward particular goals. For DeSantis, it was maintain your presence, don't lose ground, stay where you are. For Vivek, it was become a lightning rod and own that Trump-adjacent lane that we talked about. For Nikki Haley, it was own the traditional GOP lane. And that was the dynamic that sort of permeated the rest of the debate. So, for example, Ron DeSantis on crime, his entire campaign, and this is why I give DeSantis additional credit. I don't give people for just saying things, because I live in Florida and I've watched him do it. DeSantis' entire campaign is, you want a thing done, I did it in Florida, maybe I should do it nationally. That's his entire campaign. It may not be enough, because we live in a period where a lot of people don't seem to care what people actually do in terms of governing, when, I mean, people could say, they could just say things, and that would be amazing. Here was Ron DeSantis talking about crime.
And there's one guy in this entire country that's ever done anything about that. Me. When we had two of these district attorneys in Florida elected with Soros funding who said they wouldn't do their job, I removed them from their posts. They are gone. And as president, we are going to go after all of these people because they are hurting the quality of life and they are victimizing innocent people in every corner of this country. And it will stop when I get into office.
So again, his entire campaign last night was, I'm the best governor in America. I'll do it nationally. That's fine. Didn't mean momentum, as we'll discuss in a second. Maybe not. Okay. Meanwhile, we got into the most polarizing questions of the night. These all surrounded Trump. And you can very clearly see who's aiming for which lane. And so there was a question that was asked as to who would support Trump even if he ended up being convicted in court. And it was a pretty awkward moment because the only person, Vivek was like the kid in school who had the answer before anyone else. He's in the front row. I mean, this is sort of Vivek's personality also because he's a super smart guy. But Vivek's entire personality is basically the kid in Model UN that you might not want to hang out with, but you know that he's a smart guy. So here's Vivek who like jumps out of his seat, basically runs around the room with his hand up, screaming. Everybody else a little bit slower on the gun here. Here's the question.
You all signed a pledge to support the eventual Republican nominee. If former President Trump is convicted in a court of law, would you still support him as your party's choice? Please raise your hand if you would.
And then Vivek just, I'm going to leave my hand up here all day long. You saw? If you go back to that clip, it's actually fascinating to see the order in which people raise their hands. There's something to this, right? And frankly, I'm kind of shocked that some of the candidates hadn't thought about this question being asked beforehand, because we all know they're going to support Trump if he's the nominee, obviously, except for Asa Hutchinson, who no one cares about. But if you look at that, if you look at the order the hands go up in, so Vivek, as I say, is like super fast off the gun. Dude is like Wyatt Earp on the trigger here. The next couple of hands that go up are Haley and Scott and Burgum. DeSantis sort of reluctantly raises his hand, so does Pence. And then Christie is kind of shaking his head. So why is Christie shaking his head? Here was Christie walking down the Never Trump lane.
Someone's got to stop normalizing this conduct. Okay? Now, whether or not you believe that the criminal charges are right or wrong, the conduct is beneath the office of President of the United States. And you know, this is the great thing about this country. Booing is allowed, but it doesn't change the truth.
Okay, so there he is walking down that Never Trump lane, right? Again, there are the four lanes. There are the Trumpers, traditional GOP, Trump adjacent, Never Trumpers. That is Christie walking down the Never Trump lane. Here's Vivek trying to lock down the Trump adjacent lane by being slavishly sycophantic to President Trump right here.
Let's just speak the truth, okay? President Trump, I believe, was the best president of the 21st century. It's a fact. And Chris Christie, honest to God, your claim that Donald Trump is motivated by vengeance and grievance would be a lot more credible if your entire campaign were not based on vengeance and grievance against one man. And if people at home want to see a bunch of people blindly bashing Donald Trump without an iota of vision for this country, they could just change the channel to MSNBC right now. But I'm not running for president of MSNBC. I am running for president of the United States.
Okay, so there's, again, he's locking down that Trump adjacent lane, but he's not running for president, because here's the thing. If you believe that Donald Trump is like the greatest president in human history, and first of all, I will say, again, Vivek, super smart guy. When he says greatest president of the 21st century, that's a real short list, guys. There have only been three of them. Okay, and two of them, not so great. It was George W. Bush, followed by Barack Obama, followed by Donald Trump. And then the next one is Biden. So that's not an amazing list that you have to top right there, but if you are that into Trump, you could not run. I mean, Trump has said he wants the field clear. I've noticed, by the way, that in reaction to this debate and everything else, Trump just praises Ramaswamy, which is Donald Trump. If he sees somebody as a threat, you think he praises them. Donald Trump has never praised anyone he has ever perceived as a threat. This is why there are a lot of people in Republican Party politics right now who are like, you're just a stalking horse for that. Like, that's why you're in the race. Does that mean that Vivek isn't going to lock down that Trump adjacent lane? Nope. He could easily lock down that Trump adjacent lane. And, you know, he continued to do this. He made a commitment on the stage that day one he would pardon Donald Trump. Then we got to, I think, what was one of the most fascinating exchanges of the debate. And that was the exchange over Ukraine, because this goes to sort of the future of the Republican Party more broadly and where these various lanes stand on foreign policy. And this is a complete Rorschach test, because if you are in the sort of more isolationist wing of the Republican Party, the sort of Tucker Carlson wing on foreign policy, you loved what Vivek had to say. If you're in the more traditional wing of the Republican Party, you think Vivek got his ass handed to him. So again, every element here is based on which lane are you a part of. All right, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much, much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. F-16s were sent to intercept the civilian aircraft that strayed near President Biden's vacation spot.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, said the aircraft entered temporarily restricted airspace near Lake Tahoe. The crews of two F-16s fired flares to catch the attention of the pilot, and it was escorted out of restricted airspace without incident. A Coast Guard helicopter also took part in the intercept. A Secret Service spokesman said on X, the site formerly known as Twitter, the incursion was not of protective interest and had no impact on Secret Service operations. White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton added there was no impact on President Biden. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Officials say at least seven tornadoes touched down in Michigan Thursday and Friday, part of a severe storm system powered by strong winds that blew through. Five people are dead, trees were downed, roofs were torn off, and hundreds of thousands of electrical customers were left without power. The continued strength of the U.S. economy could require further interest rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says getting the inflation rate back down to 2% has been an ongoing process.
Although further unwinding of pandemic-related distortions should continue to put some downward pressure on inflation, restrictive monetary policy will likely play an increasingly important role.
Powell noted the economy has been growing faster than expected this year. He adds consumers have kept spending briskly, trends that could keep inflation pressures high. He also reiterated the Fed's determination to keep its key rate elevated until price increases are reduced to the central bank's 2% target. A massive fire at a South Louisiana oil refinery sent a tower of black smoke billowing into the air above the Mississippi River. No injuries reported. Townhall.com.
Relief, thank the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Now playing in theaters.
I'm one of the best hitters you're ever going to see.
The true inspirational story about family and faith. Briarcliff Entertainment's The Hill.
They said he will never walk and he ran. How many miracles do you need?
Starring Dennis Quaid.
You can't play baseball. God's going to give you a higher calling.
You seen this? Major league tryouts.
You're going to paralyze him.
It's all stacked against me.
The Hill.
I cannot do this alone.
Rated PG. Now playing in theaters. Get tickets now.
Japan's foreign minister has held a video call with IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi, confirming the safety of the treated radioactive water being released into the Pacific Ocean from a nuclear power plant in Fukushima.
Yoshimasa Hayashi thanked Grossi for the IAEA's planned stay in Fukushima until all the water from the tsunami-wrecked nuclear power plant is released. The water began being discharged on Thursday. Grossi said the radionuclides that are still present in the water will be at extremely low levels. Actually, much lower levels, he says, than the agency had initially assumed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Six individuals face new United States sanctions for human rights abuses in northeast Congo. The U.S. Treasury Department announced on Thursday leaders of the Congolese and Rwandan armed forces, as well as rebel leaders, will be blocked from doing business with U.S. companies. More at townhall.com. Wall Street ended the week with a strong showing after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell made a speech on the economy during a conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, giving the market its first winning week since July. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7% Friday after flipping between small gains and losses throughout the day. The Dow added 247 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. The gains came after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that the central bank will proceed carefully as it decides what to do next with interest rates. The Fed has already hiked its main rate to the highest level since 2001 in hopes of driving down inflation. Many investors would rather not see any more interest rate hikes, which slow down the economy by making it more expensive to borrow money. Seth Sutel, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, it's a picture that will live in infamy. Donald Trump's mugshot was released as he was officially arrested on bogus charges after another bogus indictment, an indictment filed by a DA who has her own history of questioning the legitimacy of elections. I'll explain. In our daily cancellation, we were told we had to use paper straws to save the environment. Well, now it turns out that the paper straws have toxic chemicals that are a whole lot worse for the environment and for us. The experts were wrong again, it turns out. We'll talk about all that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. Last night, for the first time in American history, we all collectively laid our eyes on a mugshot of a former president. Donald Trump was officially arrested at Fulton County Jail in Georgia. Unlike with the other 900 indictments, this time they decided to take and publish his mugshot. Now, there was, of course, no legitimate reason to take a mugshot of a former president. The whole purpose of a mugshot is to provide law enforcement with photographic documentation of the suspect so that they know what he looks like. And it makes sense that police, you know, the jail needs to know that. But Donald Trump happens to be the most recognizable and famous person in the world, possibly in the history of the world, arguably. When he shows up for trial, they aren't going to, you know, have to refer back to his mugshot to make sure it's really him. There isn't going to be anyone saying, wait, is that Donald Trump? It's hard to tell. Pull up his mugshot. So why did they take this step? What was the point? The point, of course, was pure humiliation and vengeance. It was also to give the DA, Fannie Willis, a political trophy to put on her wall. It's something that she wants to use when she inevitably runs for Senate or governor in a few years, which, of course, we all know she's going to do. And that's a big part of the reason why all this is happening right now. Of course, it all backfired, as it was always destined to. The mugshot instantly became an iconic image. And in all the ways that the left doesn't want it to be an iconic image, and it had exactly the effect that any half-conscious political observer knew it would have, which is rallying the base around Trump. Trump is now fundraising off of the image, and smartly so, and will likely raise many millions of dollars just from the mugshot alone. He already has raised millions. In fact, we could say that if Donald Trump does manage to get elected to the presidency again, Fannie Willis will be largely responsible for it. She is the most effective campaign manager Trump has ever had, even if unintentionally. But even if this all obviously works to Trump's advantage, that doesn't make it any less outrageous or infuriating. nor should we be distracted from the lessons that this moment is trying to teach us. The most obvious one is that the left they are beyond caring about even the pretense of legitimacy, something they used to pretend to care deeply about. In fact, through this whole ordeal, they're not even acting like they've stopped some grave threat to democracy because they know they've done the exact opposite of that. They are just wielding raw political power for the sole lawless purpose of incarcerating someone who stands a very real chance of winning the presidential election in a little over a year. And that's all this is. And they're not even pretending otherwise now. In fact, many on the left don't want Trump incarcerated. They want him killed. They want him dead. This happened last night. Watch.
Just a few minutes ago, Donald Trump, the disgraced ex-president, the frontrunner for the Republican nominee for president, four times indicted, departed his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. He's en route to Fulton County, Georgia, via Newark Airport, we believe. He will surrender himself for processing at an overcrowded jail with a reputation for violence and neglect. A jail that is accustomed to holding defendants facing charges up to and including violent crimes, where stabbings are frequent. Actually, three people have lost their lives over the last month. That jail is where the disgraced ex-president of these United States is heading right now.
She can't contain her glee. She really can't. She's so excited. She's openly laughing about people getting shanked in jail as she fantasizes about maybe that will happen to the former president. We've played a lot of demented clips on this show over the years. That one is way up there. Not long ago, Nicole Wallace was running comms for the White House during the Iraq War, and back then she had to pretend to care about the deaths of innocent people at the hands of establishment Washington. Until that happens, these people will do everything they can to silence Donald Trump. MSNBC and CNN, after obsessively covering Trump's trip to Georgia all day, made a point of cutting away from his remarks when he was leaving yesterday. Watch.
Regular people's lives are destroyed just by the charge. Just by the charge. Just the mere fact. Oh, here we go.
Keep going, Ben. Okay. So we're just going to be monitoring his remarks and bring them to you.
You can begin to understand how some people, they don't have a lot of exposure to the system. Other people, because of the zip code they live in and the circumstances of life, they're exposed to it a lot.
And those lights that are there, which was not the sort of thing that you usually see on an airport tarmac. We did think that this was a possibility tonight. We didn't know for sure that it was going to happen. But it looks like Trump may decide to make public remarks before he gets back on his big private plane and flies back to New Jersey. If he does that, we're not going to take those remarks live, but we will cover them for their newsworthiness. As we've said in the past, there is a cost to us as a news organization of knowingly broadcasting untrue things. And given his previous remarks on the subject that we are almost sure he will speak on, we will not carry those remarks live. And you can be mad at us about it. We can take it. We're big. But we'll cover it for newsworthiness, and we'll turn it around and let you know what he says after he has made those remarks.
You know, later on they say in that clip that they'll get sued if they air the remarks of the former president after his indictment. And if that was, in fact, remotely accurate, then any self-respecting journalist would air the remarks anyway. They'd fight any consequence for it in court. If the First Amendment protects anything, it's airing the words of a former president at a time like this. But MSNBC's statement isn't true, of course. It's a dumb jab at Fox News over the Dominion lawsuit. And it protects their viewers from hearing about the substance in these indictments or lack thereof. And that's why they do it. Here's what they're not telling viewers at MSNBC. Speaking of newsworthy things, the Fulton County DA, Fannie Willis, has indicted Donald Trump, along with 18 co-defendants, for the following crimes: offering legal advice to the president, tweeting things that Fannie Willis doesn't like, and in one particularly egregious case, getting someone's phone number. Quoting from the indictment, quote, on or about the 21st day of November 2020, Mark Randall Meadows sent a text message to United States Representative Scott Perry from Pennsylvania and stated, can you send me the number for the speaker and leader of PA legislature? POTUS wants to chat with them. This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. Now think about what a remarkable paragraph that is. Mark Meadows, in his capacity as chief of staff to Donald Trump, was seeking to obtain the phone number of some politicians in Pennsylvania. He asked for a phone number. And because the reason for that request was investigating potential voter fraud, Fannie Willis says Mark Meadows needs to go to prison. They're going to send him to prison for asking for a phone number, along with more than a dozen other Trump advisors. One of those advisors is John Eastman. What's his offense? Well, he advanced the legal theory that alternative slates of electors could be seated if election fraud was found. And that's apparently criminal now, which is interesting because it wasn't illegal in 1960 when JFK's electors from Hawaii met secretly and submitted their own certificates to Washington saying that he had won the state. As Politico reported, quote, the Hawaii Democrats use virtually the same language that Trump electors in five states used in their effort to upend the 2020 race, quote unquote. Ultimately, Kennedy's electors turned out to be the legitimate ones after a recall determined Kennedy had won the state. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code START for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code START for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code START for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
Now, anyone looking at that episode of 1960 would say it's a good thing that alternative electors can be sent to Washington in the case of a recount that actually changes the result of the election. But now, that's criminal, apparently. It's a RICO violation, supposedly. John Eastman and several other lawyers are now facing several years in prison because they did exactly what JFK's electors did and were vindicated for doing in 1960. David Schaefer was one of Trump's alternate electors from Georgia, has also been indicted. Ray Smith is facing jail time, too. And what was his offense? Well, per Axios, quote, he, quote, gathered witnesses to testify in hearings before Georgia lawmakers in December 2020 about alleged problems with the state's election. That's not allowed anymore. I mean, they're just, like, looking into it to see if something happened. They're trying to investigate. And that's a crime somehow. Also a crime is apparently tweeting about hearings while they're happening. Quoting from the indictment, quote, on or about the third day of December 2020, Donald John Trump caused to be tweeted from the Twitter account at Real Donald Trump, quote, Georgia hearings now on OANN. Amazing. This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. So for the crime of tweeting about a hearing about election fraud and related offenses, Fannie Willis wants to send Trump and 18 of his associates to prison. For tweeting and just saying that this hearing's on right now, it's amazing. That's a crime. That's a felony. And not only does she want to send him to prison, she wants to do it very quickly. Willis just filed a request with the court for this trial to take place in just 2 months, beginning on October 23rd. So for this unprecedented criminal trial of 19 defendants, including a former president, based on a completely novel and insane legal theory, she wants the defense to have a total of 2 months to prepare. Is that constitutional? Well, no one in the DA's office seems to care. And it's at this point that it's fair to look into the Fulton County DA, Fannie Willis, and see what she's all about, because it's long been known that she's a Democrat and she's an opponent of Donald Trump. And in itself, that's not necessarily disqualifying. Everyone, even DAs, have a right to their own political opinions. But Fannie Willis has gone far beyond that. Just a year ago, she hosted a fundraiser for a Democratic candidate running against one of the targets of her election investigation, was a state senator named Burt Jones. Jones was one of Trump's alternate electors. And here's how the judge responded when he found out about this fundraiser. Watch.
So using the title of your office and having on social media that you as this political office holder are holding a fundraiser for the opponent of someone that this political office is investigating. I don't know that it's an actual conflict, but I use that phrase, what were you thinking, where the prosecutor thought I could prosecute the co-defendant of someone I defended. It's a what are you thinking moment. The optics are horrific. If you are trying to have the public believe that this is a nonpartisan, driven by the facts, and I'm not here to critique decisions, the decision was made, but if we are trying to maintain confidence that this investigation is pursuing facts in a nonpartisan sense, no matter who the district attorney is, we follow the evidence where it goes and ignore the fact that I hosted a fundraiser for the political opponent of someone I've just named the target.
So this is a judge that's not exactly using an iron fist here. Well, you know, it's probably not appropriate. I don't know. You're investigating someone and you go to a fundraiser, you host a fundraiser for the political opponent of a person that you're actively investigating. I'm not saying it's a conflict, but, geez, you know, maybe you don't want to do that next time. So the judge is a coward, but the point is that this is a DA who has to be told by a judge not to host fundraisers for the political opponents of politicians she plans to prosecute. She's that dumb and corrupt. By the way, Jones ultimately was not indicted along with the other 19 defendants, probably because Fannie Willis knew the judge would throw it out. She blew that prosecution. But if you look at Fannie Willis' social media feeds, as Benny Johnson, conservative commentator, did the other day, then you'll come to the conclusion that she's blown all 19 of these prosecutions. Willis's feed is littered with posts casting doubt on the legitimacy of the 2020 election before the vote total suddenly shifted against Trump. Quote, Georgia could determine who is our next president, she wrote on November 4th, 2020. A team of lawyers needs to watch them count every single vote. They can start in Fulton, where we are having water leaks. What ballots are they throwing out? Georgia, let's give an honest accounting, no stunts. Again, this is the DA now prosecuting Trump for questioning the legitimacy of the election in Georgia. And she was questioning its legitimacy. In 2018, Willis said that it was suspicious that local election commissioners hadn't approved a recount of some votes in Fulton County. Quote, you all better start paying attention to what's really going on. She also argued that the Secretary of State, quote, controls elections, adding, quote, I wonder if we yet realize that is an important role. She also posted a lot of BLM propaganda. Of course, she worships Kamala Harris. She owns a mug saying she's a proud Democrat. So we can conclude that Fannie Willis is something of a politically motivated election denier. As always, the left is guilty of doing exactly what they accuse their opponents of doing. The obvious point is that Donald Trump's social media posts, if they're criminal, then so are Fannie Willis's social media posts. If he can go to jail for tweeting stuff, questioning elections, then she should be in jail right beside him. Her prosecution of Donald Trump based on her posts is an overt act in furtherance of her conspiracy to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. Now, will Republicans indict Fannie Willis? If Republicans retake the federal government, will they jail her for election interference? Well, you ask any conservative right now, and they'll tell you that that'll never happen. And they're probably right. We're seeing a vast difference in tactics right now, let's say, between the two major political parties. Conservatives would never dream of doing any of this. They would never dream of dragging, say, George Soros into court on some pretext, you know, for the sole purpose of harassing him. Liberals, on the other hand, have no problem suing Elon Musk for not hiring enough refugees. They relish every opportunity to use state power to punish their opponents. Republicans, on the other hand, don't have the backbone for it. They don't have the backbone to play this kind of game, to fight fire with fire. They never have. They're not doing it now. And that just means that with each passing month, the left is getting more comfortable. They're getting more comfortable being the only ones who are fighting this way. First, they target grandmothers walking around the Capitol. Then they jail Douglas Mackey for some memes. Then they go after Donald Trump for his tweets and his quote-unquote classified documents. And now in Georgia, they're targeting not only Donald Trump, but more than a dozen of his advisors and associates. And this will continue until Trump and all his associates are in jail or all their opponents are. After this latest indictment, it's time to stop pretending otherwise. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-353-9057. 800-353-9057 or biglou.com.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, Cats and Dogs, on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer. Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delights. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
08.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. This is from the Daily Wire. Emergency room doctors and pediatricians are pleading for help with a flood of children and teenagers showing up at emergency rooms due to mental health issues. The surge of mental health emergencies among children has overwhelmed emergency rooms, according to a joint paper released Wednesday by the American Academy of Pediatrics, American College of Emergency Physicians, and Emergency Nurses Association. The children showing up in crisis are often suffering from emergencies related to anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, or attempts, the group said. Lead author, Dr. Mohsen Saidinejad, I think I got that right, says, quote, the ER has become a de facto referral center for all of these problems, and there's too many of them for the emergency department to manage. This is not who we are as ER physicians. We're not mental health professionals. We cannot provide definitive care. About 500,000 children with mental or behavioral health problems show up in emergency rooms each year, according to the joint paper. That number was already rising before the pandemic, but the pandemic exacerbated the crisis, according to the physicians group. This is in keeping with the kind of stories that we've been talking about a lot on the show recently and in general on the show. And now we're being told that, you know, that you've got 500,000 kids going to emergency rooms with issues like anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, and all the rest of it. And this is, we have to always emphasize, this is not normal, or at least it shouldn't be. It might be, it's becoming normal. It's been normalized. But it shouldn't be. To have kids, having children who are feeling crippled by anxiety and depression, that shouldn't be a part of childhood. And for thousands of years of human history, it wasn't. That's not to say that no kid was ever depressed, But things like childhood suicide, kids feeling just like utterly crippled by it, there's no point in living, and these sorts of things. This was never part of childhood. This is all a very new phenomenon. All the statistics bear that out. Which is why at some point we have to have make a serious attempt to figure out what's going on here and what lies at the root of it. And all the answers that we get from the media and all the kind of common mainstream answers make no sense, because they always tie it back to things that they say, the cause of it is this. But the cause is always something that's like always existed. And yet we didn't have so many kids who were crippled by depression, anxiety, and considering suicide, or God forbid, committing it. You know, they tie it to things like bullying, for example. I mean, there's always been bullying. There's always been kids who get rejected, kids who get made fun of. Like, that's always existed ever since the dawn of human civilization. It's just existed. And yet we didn't have this crisis. So what is it about modern society in particular that brings this out? That's what we need to think about. Coming up next, Maryland schools are now making it required for kids to take part in their radical gender theory curriculum, despite the protests of parents. We'll discuss this story after the break. Stay tuned.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delights. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day, when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed, October 21st, to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Original Butcher.
Thanks for listening to the Matt Walsh Show. A federal court in Maryland ruled on Thursday that parents don't have the right to, read now from Daily Wire, by the way. A federal court in Maryland ruled Thursday that parents don't have the right to opt their children out of a curriculum that includes books about radical gender theory. Biden-appointed Judge Deborah L. Boardman said that parents, quote, asserted due process right to direct their children's upbringing by opting out of a public school curriculum that conflicts with their religious views is not a fundamental right. So just to say that again, the due process right to direct their children's upbringing by opting out of a public school curriculum that conflicts with their religious views is not a fundamental right. So in other words, according to this judge, you, despite what you may think, do not have a fundamental right to decide how you're on your children's upbringing and to take them out of programs that conflict with your own personal values, religious views, and how you want to bring your kids. You don't have that right. You do not have that right. You don't have that right over your child. You don't have that right over your family, according to this judge. Last year, Montgomery County Public Schools introduced 22 new books into elementary age classrooms that featured LGBTQ characters and radical gender theory topics, and stopped parents from opting their children out of gender and sexuality instruction in March. The move sparked outrage from many religious parents who, along with Beckett Law, filed a lawsuit challenging the district's decision in May. Concerned parents requested a preliminary injunction that would allow them to opt their children out of the LGBTQ curriculum when school begins next week. The district's LGBTQ curriculum is intended to be taught to pre-K through 8th grade students and includes references to sex change procedures, drag queens, intersex identity, gay pride parades, and preferred pronouns, according to the National Review. One of the books also says that doctors simply guess a baby's sex when it's born. Beckett Senior Counsel Eric Baxter posted on Thursday, quote, today the district court decided parents have no right to notice when extreme ideology is pushed on their elementary age children during story hour. With the new school year beginning, the case is on the fast track to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals and the parents plan to appeal the decision. So you notice that, all, as always, the trajectory of these things that I'm always pointing out, but it's very important that we do notice this. But how does it always begin, right? The left does something horrific. And then we point out that they're doing this horrific thing. And then they initially they deny it and they say, well, we're not doing that. That's crazy. And then eventually, very quickly, and sometimes again, I mean, this is a process that can play out over these days. It used to take decades for this process to play out. Now it can play out in like 10 minutes. So initially we say, you're doing something horrible. Don't do that. And they say, we're not doing that. That's a conspiracy theory. And then quickly after that, they'll say, okay, yeah, we're doing it, but it's good. And then immediately they follow that with, okay, yes, we're doing it. It's good and it's mandatory. You have to participate. So rapidly it goes from, we're not doing that, it's a conspiracy theory, to, yeah, we're doing it and it is mandatory. Sit your kids down. They have to be here for it. And that's exactly what's happening here. It wasn't all that long ago that the left would say, I mean, think back to the fight in Florida over the parental rights bill that was named by a propagandist the Don't Say Gay bill, even though it had nothing to do with that at all. But, you know, initially their response to that is because that was a bill, is a bill, legislation, that forbids, you know, sexual instruction on sexuality, gender identity for kids in pre-K through third grade. As I said all along with this bill, the only problem with this bill is that it stops in third grade. And initially they said, well, this is, no one is doing that. No one's trying to talk to pre-K kids about sex. You're crazy. And now in Maryland, they're saying, yeah, we're going to talk to your pre-K student you're going to talk to your pre-K child, your four-year-old about these topics, and you don't have the rights to stop us. That's what they're saying. And when they say, what's the other side of that coin? When they say you don't have the right as a parent to opt out of sexual instruction for a four-year-old, the other side of that coin is you don't have the right to opt out because we have the right to talk to your kids about whatever we want to talk to them about. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code START for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code START for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code START for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
And these parents in Maryland, all they're saying, now all they're saying is, look, you want to talk about this stuff in school? Go ahead and do it. Just let us pull our kids out. Okay. They're being much more moderate than I am, than I would be. Because my view is they don't talk to us about any kids. You freaks. Don't have this conversation with any kids. You should be banned from talking about school. The parents are just saying, okay, we're not even challenging you talking about it. We just want to pull our own kids out. That's it. And that's not good enough. Remember the trans activist in the last story said, well, there are reasonable criticisms. Well, we would certainly be okay with reasonable criticisms. But you think if there was any kind of position or criticism on the other side that they would be willing to admit is at least reasonable, it would be something like this. You know, it's this kind of like compromised position. Yeah, you can talk about all this disgusting stuff with kids. Just, you know, but if I have a parent and I don't want my kid to be part of it, just let me pull them out. You know, if they were willing to agree that anything is reasonable, then you would think that they would say, okay, fine, that's reasonable. I don't agree, you know, but I think that the public school should groom all the kids. But yeah, okay, it's reasonable if you want to pull your kids out. But they're not willing to accept that even that is reasonable. Because like I just said, you go along with everything they do and say all the time in every case, and you are 100% obedient. Or you are a genocidal, transphobic, bigoted, maniac killer. Like, those are the two options. You bow before them. You offer your children up to them as sacrifices on their altar. Or you're a transphobe bigot, and you should be dead. Two options. Those are the two options that they leave. Which is why all the alleged radicalization that they pretend to care about on the right, if it is happening, guess whose fault it is? It's your fault. Because you've left, you know, for conservatives, you've only left two options. You've said, we got to go along with your entire agenda, or we're transphobic, bigot, extremists. And so a lot of us are saying, okay, well, I guess I'm a transphobic, bigot, extremist then. And then there are people who say, well, if I'm already that, no matter what, then, well, okay. Here's the crazy thing. When you label everything extremism, then you end up getting a lot more actual extremism. How many of these parents are now going to be radicalized by this? It'll be a radicalizing moment for a lot of these parents who didn't start with any kind of radical position. All they wanted to do was opt their kids out. Now they're being told they don't have the right to. It's going to radicalize a lot of them, and it should, frankly. Radicalize them in favor of the truth, being radically in favor of the truth. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057, 800-353-9057, or biglou.com.
Next up, you thought plastic straws were bad? Well, a new study shows that the paper straws that are supposedly healthier and eco-friendly are actually a whole lot worse. I'll discuss why after this break. Don't go anywhere.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. A few years ago, as you may recall, the world faced an apocalyptic threat. It was a moment of existential crisis for all of civilization. We found ourselves on the verge of planetary destruction, and it was all because of plastic straws. To this day, the images of Strawmageddon are still stamped indelibly on our minds. We saw pictures of sea turtles with plastic straws shoved up their noses, a situation that we decided to blame on the straw and not on the sea turtle for being clumsy, frankly. There were beluga whales with straws jammed into their eyes, great whites with straws coming out of their gills. An entire family of bottlenose dolphins were killed by one single straw. It was a catastrophe. The media insisted all of a sudden that we had to ban plastic straws. We had to get rid of them. They told us about the giant garbage patch in the Pacific, which was evidently comprised almost entirely of plastic straws from Starbucks and McDonald's. They gave us a lot of other shocking information, but none so shocking as this. Apparently, countless media reports insisted, Americans use and discard 500 million plastic straws a day. It's about 182 billion straws in a year, which means that every single American goes through well over 500 straws annually. Every American uses and throws away at least one straw every single day without fail, we were told. And that means that if we were to take all the straws we use in a day, collectively, and lay them out one by one on the ground, they would wrap around the world twice. If we were to take all the straws we use collectively in a year and stack them end to end, we would reach the moon 90 times. By the way, I haven't done these calculations myself. I found them on a random WordPress blog, and I'm just assuming that they're correct, which, as it happens, is exactly what the media did with all of this anti-straw information. Specifically, the media was repeating data first gathered and reported by a 9-year-old boy. The child had come up with the 500 million straws a day figure by randomly calling a few straw manufacturers on the phone and taking whatever information they gave him and running some mathematical calculations that nobody ever checked and extrapolating that Americans somehow use 500 million plastic straws in a single 24-hour period. This kid was an authority figure on the subject of plastic straws for whatever reason, and we were supposed to listen to him and make adjustments according to what he said. CNN even brought him on for an interview several years ago, and here's what that looked like.
My next guest thinks America has a bit of an addiction to straws. That's right, these little plastic pieces of plastic that we use every day here. Yep, we were unable to confirm the exact number of straws used annually, but it's easily in the billions. And he says, get this, 500 million straws are used in the U.S. every day, an average of 1.6 straws per person. And most straws are not biodegradable. When they go to the dump, they stay there. These facts encourage 10-year-old Milo Kress to go on a one-man crusade to press restaurants to do one simple thing to help the environment. Only give customers a straw if they ask for one. His idea has changed businesses from his home state of Vermont to Tennessee and California. He's even met the governor and testified before the House Natural Resources and Energy Committee. The amazing founder of Be Straw Free joins me now from Newton, Massachusetts for today's Big Eye. Milo, thank you so much for joining us. Well, let's talk about this. What inspired you to get folks to be straw free?
Well, sometimes I think we forget that every straw we use, every piece of plastic, will be here on Earth, somewhere on Earth, even when my grandchildren are born, long after that.
Okay, now, needless to say, I have nothing against this kid. As a parent, in fact, I can appreciate that he's focusing his energies on this. There are certainly less productive ways that a child that age could spend his time. But the question is whether any adult, any major corporation, any government should actually take marching orders from a third grader. And it wasn't just this one third grader. There was another 9-year-old child standing at the forefront of the anti-plastic straw struggle. Here's 9-year-old Molly Steer in 2017, founder of the Straw No More campaign, giving a TED talk to a group of adults.
Hi, my name is Molly Steer, and I'm 9 years old, and I've just found out that straws really do suck. Earlier this year, my mum and I went to see a movie called A Plastic Ocean. It was the first time that I had been told that plastic never, ever breaks down. Like, actually, never goes away. The movie said that all over the world, oceans are filling up with our plastic rubbish. This plastic gets into our oceans and hurts the marine animals. But not only that. When humans eat fish and seafood, we're eating the plastic that they have eaten. Birds are eating broken up bits of plastic and then starving because there is no room left in their stomachs for real food. Turtles think that plastic bags are jellyfish, which is their favourite food. And we've all seen that plastic straw stuck up a poor turtle's nose. It's not fair. On my way home from watching the movie that night, I started thinking about what I could do to help. I started thinking about plastic straws.
Now, look on the bright side here. Even if you feel that you've hit rock bottom in your life, even if, you know, it seems like things couldn't possibly get worse, at least you've never attended a 9-year-old's TED Talk. Now, I don't blame Molly for not understanding this point. She's a child after all. But the plastic in the ocean is not really our rubbish, quote unquote. Actually, 95% of the plastic in the ocean comes from third world countries in Africa and Asia. Outside of those countries, Brazil accounts for the most. So Western countries account for a comparatively minuscule amount of the plastic pollution. In fact, there are many countries with a fraction of the U.S. population that nevertheless produce exponentially more pollution in the ocean. And of the 5% of the problem that all of Europe, North America, and South America and Australia contribute to, an even tinier fraction is from plastic straws. So tiny that you could ban all plastic straws in all Western countries and it would have basically no effect on the pollution problem at all. Not while places like Sri Lanka are still dumping all of their garbage directly into their rivers, which then go out into the ocean. Now, children don't understand these sorts of things or have this kind of perspective, which is understandable. And it's why when a child says, we should get rid of all the plastic straws and save the earth, the appropriate response is to pat them on the head and say, sure, little guy, that sounds great, and then proceed to ignore whatever they said. But that's not how our leaders responded. Instead, over the course of a few months, at the behest of a group of confused elementary school children, states and cities around the nation banned plastic straws. Many restaurant chains joined the party and pledged to get rid of all their plastic straws and move instead to paper straws. This switch was made all over the country, and now today, paper straws have mostly supplanted the plastic variety. Now, paper makes for a terrible straw on the merits. They dissolve in liquid, which is the opposite of what you want your straw to do. But at least we were told it's healthier and more eco-friendly. Even if plastic straws aren't really a huge problem, what's the harm in making the switch if it'll make, you know, the planet a better, you know, cleaner place? Even if in a very minuscule way. Well, as it turns out, the harm that it does might be considerable. The Daily Mail reports today, quote, we may all think we're doing our bit for the planet by sipping our drinks out of a paper straw, but the eco-friendly alternatives contain long-lasting and potentially toxic chemicals, a new study has concluded. In the first analysis of its kind in Europe, Belgian researchers tested 39 brands of straws for the group of synthetic chemicals known as poly and perfluoral alkyl, whatever, PFAS is what it is. PFAS were found in the majority of the straws tested and were most common in those made from paper and bamboo. The synthetic chemicals are used to make everyday products from outdoor clothing to non-stick pans resistant to water, heat, and stains. They are, however, potentially harmful to people, wildlife, and the environment. The substances break down very slowly over time and can persist over thousands of years in the environment, a property that has led to them being known as forever chemicals. They've been linked to a number of health problems, including lower response to vaccines, lower birth weight, thyroid disease, increased cholesterol levels, liver damage, kidney cancer, and testicular cancer. Well, there you go. You might die of kidney cancer, but at least no sea turtles will have straws jammed up their noses. Instead, they'll just get cancer too. It gets even better reading, quote, analysis revealed the majority of the brands, 69%, contained PFAS, with different PFAS detected in total. Paper straws were most likely to contain the synthetic chemicals. The most commonly found PFAS has been banned globally since 2020. Also detected were another thing I can't pronounce, TFA we'll call it, and TFMS, ultra short chain PFAS, which are highly water soluble and so might leach out of straws into drinks. The PFAS concentrations were low, and since most people tend to only use straws occasionally, pose a limited risk to human health. However, PFAS can remain in the body for many years, and concentrations can build up over time. So, that's the good news. Sure, the paper straws have lethal chemicals in them that are actually dissolving into your iced coffee as you drink it. But as long as you only use the straws occasionally, then the risk will be limited until it builds up in your body over time and kills you. Of course, if we really go through 180 billion straws a year, then we're in trouble. You know, because what we were told to begin with is that we don't use straws occasionally. We use them every day. So that's what we're left with. The only way that the paper straws won't do severe damage to our health is if the logic for using paper straws in the first place turns out to be false. But then if that's the case, there's no reason to use them at all. Now, look at the silver lining, though. As Molly said in her TED Talk, the plastic straws plastic straws that you use, they can harm you. If marine animals eat those straws and then you eat the marine animals, then, you know, indirectly you're ingesting plastic. Well, now we've cut out the middleman so that we can just be harmed directly by the straw instead. So you can ingest the straw by throwing it in the ocean, waiting for a fish to eat it, then eating the fish. That's one way. Or you can just ingest the straw by having it dissolve into your beverage and drink it, which is what we're doing now. A brilliant strategy. What this means is that the people who banned plastic straws never checked the data to confirm that plastic straws were actually a problem and never did any studies to make sure that the alternative straws would be better for people and the environment. That's because the plastic straw panic never had anything to do with data or facts, and it was driven nor was it driven by any sincere desire to protect our oceans. It was all just another giant virtue signaling exercise, another petty power grab by the collection of meddling little tyrants who look for every conceivable way, no matter how small, to control our behavior. And when I say meddling little tyrants, to be clear, I'm not talking about the 9-year-old kids. I'm talking about the people who use those 9-year-old kids as a pretense to control yet another seemingly small aspect of your life. And that's really why you're using paper straws. Something to remember when you're diagnosed with thyroid disease because of it. And that is why paper straws are today canceled. And that's all we have for today and this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you on Monday. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. House Republicans opened a probe into whether Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis' prosecution of former President Trump is politically motivated. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan announced his panel's investigation Thursday, the day Mr. Trump surrendered in Atlanta.
In a letter to the DA announcing the probe, Chairman Jordan raised several examples indicating Willis's prosecution of the former president is, quote, politically motivated, including the DA's purported launch of a new campaign fundraising site days before her office indicted the former president. Jordan also demanded information on whether the DA's office coordinated with Department of Justice Special Counsel Jack Smith for, quote, its politicized indictment.
Congressional correspondent Edwin Mora. A Texas judge ruled against the state's upcoming ban on gender-affirming medical care for minors, but the decision Friday was quickly put on hold following a swift appeal that would keep the law on track to take effect September 1st. Britain's defense ministry says the presumed death of Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin in a plane crash could destabilize the Wagner group.
The British ministry writes, the demise of Prigozhin almost certainly would have a deeply destabilizing effect on Wagner. His personal attributes of hyperactivity, exceptional audacity, a drive for results, and extreme brutality permeated the militia, the ministry says, and are unlikely to be matched by any successor. Prigozhin, who was listed among those on board Wednesday's flight, was eulogized on Thursday by Russian President Vladimir Putin, even as suspicions grow the Russian president was behind the crash.
Charles de Ledesma reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. regulators approved the first RSV vaccine for pregnant women to protect their newborns.
The respiratory infection fills hospitals with wheezing babies every fall and winter. Pfizer's vaccine, given in late pregnancy, allows moms to be to develop virus-fighting antibodies to pass on to their unborn babies. FDA approval came this week. The CDC must sign off before maternal vaccinations begin. The only other option to protect babies is giving them lab-made antibodies. RSV is a cold-like nuisance for most healthy people, but it can be life-threatening for the very young. John Scott reported.
A new car under $20,000? Not likely. It's just about history here in the U.S. You can blame it on automakers abandoning the low-profit small car business as American consumers increasingly gravitate toward the pricier SUVs and pickup trucks. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A former number 3 overall draft pick on the move just days before the start of the regular NFL season.
The San Francisco 49ers have traded quarterback Trey Lance to the Dallas Cowboys less than 3 years after trading 3 first-round picks to draft him. A person familiar with the situation said the Cowboys will send a mid-round pick to San Francisco for a player drafted 3rd overall in 2021. Lance had lost the competition to Sam Darnold to be the backup to Brock Purdy in San Francisco earlier in the week, said the stage for his departure. The trade was first reported by ESPN. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The Big Ten will require its football teams to provide an availability report of its players to the conference office no more than 2 hours before kickoff, part of the league's efforts to safeguard the integrity of games now with legalized gambling becoming pervasive. No other Power 5 conference has a league-wide report. More at townhall.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. And everybody knows it. I've never had such support. And that goes with the other ones, too. What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning.
President Trump yesterday showing up at that hellhole Devil's Island, flea-infested jail where it's like Devil's Island. 15 people died in that jail last year. Nice job, Democrats. President Trump showed up for his mugshot. I heard they put him through the magnetometers, too. I guess the Secret Service detail went through the magnetometers. How many vehicles in that motorcade? I think we counted 17. And, you know, the left is here. The left is coming for your rights. They're not on our side. That means America. Not Donald Trump's side, a Republican side. We know that. But the fascistas in America today, well, they're coming for your rights. In fact, we're going to, at the Chris Plant store, I'm not sure if it's up quite yet, but we're going to have, you know, President Trump is already selling merchandise with his mugshot. With his mugshot on there. And of course, that's the right play for President Trump. He did, that was a little clip of what we played there of the president once he returned to his private Boeing 757 fly back to Bedminster, New Jersey, one of his private country club, golf club homes, because he's been quite successful in America because of free market capitalism. And the left, they hate all of this. All of this makes them furious. The country clubs, the golf courses, the private 757, they hate all of it because, you know, they hate pretty much everybody for that matter. But President Trump did speak to cameras when they got back to the airport, Hartsfield, Atlanta airport. And you saw they shut down the interstate highways to move him back and forth on the side roads. And importantly, did you see President Trump's motorcade going through a neighborhood in Atlanta or thereabouts? I guess it was all in Atlanta. And it looked like not a wealthy neighborhood, let's say. And African-American residents and only African-American residents came out and lined the sides of the road when the motorcade went by. And everyone was cheering. Everyone was cheering President Trump going by. And there were no, did you see any white people in that? I didn't see any Caucasians, any European Anglo-Caucasians in that video. And the residents of Atlanta were out there lining the sides of the road and cheering President Trump as he went by. Because in so many ways, you know, they recognize the corrupt justice system. They see that this is corrupt. And there are so many amazing elements to this story. It's impossible to even know where to begin, but I know where to begin. And it is, it was something to watch. It was something to see. The 757 coming in with Trump's name on it. And it's, boy, is that a beautiful plane or what? I mean, first of all, the 757 is a beautiful and a wonderful airplane. And it's got legs. Know what I mean? I've flown around the world, sometimes to some very funny places on U.S. Air Force 757s, and they've got legs. You know, 737, you don't fly across the Atlantic Ocean. But the 757, it can go places. And President Trump, with his private plane with his name on the side, and it's a beautiful paint job, just the design, the look of the airplane, it's beautiful. I've never been inside of his private 757, but I'm sure it's beautiful on the inside as well. And President Trump going back and forth, and he gave him a mug for the mugshot. He gave him a face. He didn't smile. I was wondering what he was going to do, whether he was going to give a big smile. He did not. He was not amused at all. But he does have merchandise now on the, he's selling on his website, t-shirts and coffee mugs and things. And he's selling his own swag. He's selling swag, which is pretty great for President Trump. We too will be selling swag. Everybody's already selling swag, which was perfectly predictable. I don't know if we talked about it on the radio. Certainly talked about it in the last few days, though. When the mugshot comes out, we said, well, everybody, the left is going to use it for their own nefarious purposes, and then they'll burn a police car and loot a store. But never mind that. And conservatives are going to use it, and President Trump is using it. President Trump's t-shirts and mugs, I think he's got t-shirts and mugs, say, never surrender. The president tweeted out last night, election interference. He tweeted out his own mugshot, and he tweeted out beneath it, election interference, never surrender, DonaldTrump.com. And great stuff. And now his swag, his merchandise, merch, they call it, says never surrender with the mugshot. And he put it out on Truth, but I guess he also put it out on Twitter. Didn't he? He put it on X. We call it X now, because now it's X. X marks the spot. It's an X post and all of that stuff. So it is a big, big event, not a positive event in American history. And it reminds me of so many other corrupt Democrats, radical leftists, this crazy woman in Atlanta, Georgia, with her death-infested jail and the homicide rate? Skyrocketing 60% in Atlanta, and she's tying up all their resources doing this because, you know, she's a filthy leftist raised by a Black Panther radical racist leftist, and she grew up, I guess, to be a lot like Daddy. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the lynching tree. And now President Trump in the crosshairs of this crazy woman, it reminded me, and I was texting back and forth with my friend Jeff on this. And he said, you know, it kind of reminds me of Mike Nifong. You remember the name Mike Nifong? He was the prosecutor in the Duke lacrosse case who slanderously and malignantly prosecuted a bunch of Duke lacrosse players who were white, accusing them of a terrible sexual assault against a woman who was black, accused them all of racism. And in the end, Mike Nifong was disbarred, kicked out of his job, actually sent to jail. I think he did one day in jail. It was symbolic. He should probably still be there for his abuses of power, but he's a leftist racist. He was a white guy, too, but he is a racist leftist. And you got your spawn of the terrorists in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin, the prosecutor there. And he was run out of town, and they had a recall for him and kicked him out of office because he was such a radical leftist. Completely crazy. Again, raised by terrorists. His parents were cop-killing radical left-wing terrorists. And as his mom, as soon as she got out of prison, they gave her a job as a professor because our campuses are hotbeds of lunacy and mental illness. And that, they're run by mentally ill people. So many of our universities, the campuses are completely crazy. So we've got that. And honestly, I think this lunatic woman in Atlanta, she is already under investigation by the Congress now for possible abuses of power. That ought to go somewhere. And honestly, the people of Atlanta, ought to do something about her too. But there was, the video, and we'll play the audio portion of it for you since we're on the radio. Otherwise, we'd also play the video portion of it for you. But the, motorcade of President Trump driving through a black neighborhood in Atlanta, where, the Democrats are presiding over a murder frenzy, and they have a jail where people are living in bug-infested cells, and they die from the conditions in the jail. It's like Devil's Island in Papillon, and that's what the Democrats run. And the murder rate up 60%, I think that's right, the homicide rate up 60%. But they're not doing anything about that because death becomes them. They're the party of death. And they harvest the organs when the opportunity presents itself, like the Chinese communists. And speaking of the Chinese communists are loving what's going on in Atlanta because the Chinese communists are also anti-American. They also want the destruction of the West, of capitalism, of freedom, because they're commies. And so the Chinese communists are loving what they saw last night, and I can assure you they were watching. The North Koreans are loving what they saw. Putin is loving what they saw. And if you're a regular American and if you're a normal person, then you didn't love what you saw. Even if you don't like Trump, you're not a Republican voter, whatever. The left is here, and the left is coming for your rights. The left is not on our side. These are not liberals. This is the left. And that's a completely different ball of wax. We're watching. I was talking about it a few weeks ago when Putin jailed one of his political enemies in Russia for 19 years, put him in jail for 19 years, because that's what communists do, all right? And then he, of course, murdered his old friend, used to be his best friend, blew up his airplane a couple of days ago, because that's what communists do. It's how it's in the 20th century they murdered 100 million people, the communists? You know how you do that, Michael? By starting with the first one. That's how. It's kind of like Chairman Mao and the March of 1,000 Miles. You begin with the first step. And how do you murder 100 million people? You begin with the first one. Because Democrats. And boy, are they not on our side. And they're not on the side of law and order. They're not on the side of justice. They're not on the side of, truth, justice, and the American way. And again, this woman, this prosecutor, this lunatic, Willis is a radical leftist who secured power and is abusing it because that's what the left does everywhere in the world. And Rachel Maddow was excited about this last night, too. We've got some of that for you. Also, when we were watching President Trump's motorcade driving through the black neighborhood in Atlanta where people gathered on the street to cheer him as he went by, we were reminded of Joe Biden in Hawaii the other day, Joe Biden's motorcade in Hawaii, and we played the audio of that because people lined the side of the road in Hawaii as Joe Biden's motorcade went by, and they were cursing at him so much we had to beep almost the whole audio for you as they were giving him the, number one salute as the motorcade went by and cursing him out as he drove by. And then And that's in Hawaii, which is a Democrat state, and Joe Biden's going through a very Democrat state, and Joe Biden going by because he's a catastrophe. And then President Trump driving through Atlanta and another very, very Democratic stronghold, the city of Atlanta. And the crowds are out on the street cheering President Trump as he went by. So amazing, amazing times we're in. And Congress now investigating the radical leftist prosecutor raised by a racist Black Panther, literally her father, a Black Panther, who gave her what he says is a Swahili first name, Fanny. No, no, you have to pronounce it Fanny, because that's how the Swahili pronounce it. You know, separatist, racist, anti-American, anti-Western, pretty amazing stuff. You know, the African-American leader of the Proud Boys, whose their slogan is the West is the best, right? And they're putting him in prison for decades. He wasn't even in Washington on January 6th, but never mind that. He did pull down a Black Lives Matter banner, but he's black. Never mind that. So Fannie Willis is the villain of the story, and she ought to end up like Mike Nifong in the Duke LaCrosse case, because he ended up disbarred, kicked out of office, and sentenced to jail time, although he only did one day in jail. Probably corrupt Democrats involved there, too. But the New York Times and the other lefties, Fannie Willis fights back against the Republicans in the House of Representatives who want some accountability. The Democrats, you notice how they don't want accountability? They want to lynch their political enemies, but they don't believe in accountability from, you know, for example, the Biden family. But all their political enemies they want to lynch. We got 19 people on the hanging from the tree in Atlanta because the Democrats don't change. Their race may change, but the party doesn't change. So we got a lot of that going on for you today, and there are other things too, because the Democrats are on the loose. They have not yet been institutionalized, although perhaps a great many of them should be. Amazing stuff. CNN Politics. They had, you got some of that Jake Tapper too. Some of that. He's a former Democrat Capitol Hill staffer, Jake Tapper. CNN Politics and Analysis. It's kind of a funny headline because they got in all caps, CNN Politics, colon, right? Next word, Analysis, colon. Boy, they really love their colons today, don't they? Presidential mugshot of inmate number P01135809 is stark in its simplicity. So is your thinking, you morons. Amazing stuff. And they're really hopeful that they're going to be able to get him and everybody else for that matter. Because as President Trump has been saying all along, they're not just coming for him. They're coming for us. They're coming for everyone. They're attacking him for the Tucker Carlson interview and the number of views that that it's gotten because it's what they do. Joe Biden fact check on his fake job numbers. And, boy, it's time for, I think, a recall or charges. This, I think Fannie Willis may end up being disbarred before all this is over because she's a crook. Got an update for you on Andy Ngo, attacked and brutalized by radical left-wing terrorist group Antifa, founded in Germany in the 1930s, Antifa. San Francisco, a business there won't serve the police because they're the police. And the business, they're Democrats. I've got so much for you. LGBT, they're coming for your children. You know, they're going to transition your children. Got that up. Got Carlos Santana for you today. Update on the Hawaii fires, the CDC, and, oh boy, just so many crazy things. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Kick your hiring process into hyper gear with Indeed, the hiring solution that helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
And happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MILE for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code MILE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MILE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MILE.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
50% off everything has arrived at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. Explore end-of-summer savings on reimagined classics, fall-ready styles, and more. Only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
When students struggle in school because they are hungry,
or fall behind because they lack school supplies or clean clothing,
being greeted at the start of every school day by the smile of a caring adult can make all the difference.
Especially someone from the community.
Someone who knows firsthand the obstacles students might be facing.
And what it will take to help them thrive.
At Communities in Schools, our site coordinators surround students with a community of support and remain by their side
to ensure that they have everything they need to engage in learning
and succeed in school and in life.
Access to technology, learning materials,
and even one-to-one mentor support.
We are there for them all day, every day. This is what Communities in Schools is all about.
Going all in for kids in schools, in communities, and beyond.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org. That's communitiesinschools.org.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Thank you.
yes. The Biden administration, in the meantime, they're busy recruiting transgender CIA officers. They've got a Biden judge ordering Montgomery County to keep up the LGBTQ kindergarten indoctrination, and the parents have no say in it. And also FEMA. Well, there are 1,000 people missing in Hawaii. FEMA is opening up their white supremacy training. FEMA has their white supremacy training because they're fascists and they're racists. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Vince calling from Manassas, Virginia. Vincenzo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
How you doing, Chris? Been a long time since I called in.
Hey, Vince.
I just wanted to make one comment on that mugshot. You know, last night I'm down here in the Outer Banks. I'm looking at the TV and I'm saying, look what just popped up. Let me take a look at it. And I opened it up and I looked at it. It said one thing and one thing only to me. Have fun now because I'm coming to get you.
I'm coming to get you. You see it. Tell me a little more. I mean, Atlanta, left wing radical prosecutor, the Justice Department, the lynch mob coming out of New York, out of Washington, out of Delaware, out of Atlanta for President Trump, and it tells you that they're coming to get you.
Wait, yeah, they are coming to get me. Absolutely, yeah. They're coming to get me.
Yeah.
I mean, all he's doing, I mean, I agree with him. He's standing in it. All he's doing is standing in their way. They can get him. They can get anybody.
Yeah, that's there's a lot of symbolism here. And let me tell you, Vince, at the Chris Plant store, we now have our shirts and our coffee mugs up with the mugshot, and the left is coming for your rights, since you brought it up. The left is coming for your rights on our mugshot shirts and mugs.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroblades for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Little Friday Led Zeppelin for you. Now, I mentioned the other day that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, personnel have taken up all the rooms at the Four Seasons Hotel in Maui and the Fairmont and what is the other one? The Astoria, like the Waldorf Astoria, at $1,000 a night. FEMA, that's the government rate. $1,000 a night for the FEMA employees at the Four Seasons and the Fairmont and the Astoria. Story in the Free Beacon, the Washington Free Beacon today. FEMA holds employee trainings on white supremacy as more than 1,000 people in Hawaii remain missing. The story in the Washington Free Beacon, not in the Washington Post or in the New York Times. Disaster agencies' diversity presentations say white supremacy is ingrained in nearly every system. I think that they're racists, and these people are nuts, and they've got a sustained years-long anti-white program that the left is pushing because racial division, racial hostility, and they've created a lot of it in the last handful of years, serves the interests and the long-term goals of the left, the radical left. It's something that they use all over the world and have been using all over the world for a long time, pitting groups against one another based on race and ethnicity. It creates hostilities and makes it easier for them to, you know, bring about the revolution, man. The revolution will not be televised. It is, this is the left. These are not liberals. The left is here. The international left is here. And they've been breeding them in a petri dish for For generations now, for decades, the college campus takeover long ago was designed in large part to create generations of Fannie Willises and to put them in positions of authority and power so that that power could be abused. And that's what we're witnessing now for the, you know, the political goals of the left, and the Democrat Party is them too. Now, so the white supremacy is everywhere. Now, what does that have to do with FEMA? Why don't you go to Hawaii and stay at a Days Inn and see if you can find that 1,000 missing people. Pay no attention to that, right? And it also reminded me when I saw this story today that I talked about it a couple of days ago, that the Democrat Party also, under John Brennan, penitentiary face, as he's widely known, the CIA director that voted for the Communist Party candidate for the presidency of the United States, Gus Hall, and then was made CIA director by Barack Obama, who is not on our side and loves racial division. He's an Alinskyite, and Saul Alinsky, radical leftist, destroy America, destroy capitalism, and Barack Obama is a descendant of Saul Alinsky. Hillary Clinton, a descendant of Saul Alinsky. And the communist voting CIA director, you know, they infiltrated. They got to get into the, wheedle their way into the bureaucracy and settle in there. The deep state, you know. We also have Department of Deep State items at the Chris Plant store that are excellent, I've got to say, if I do say so myself. But I went and found the story the other day, and it warrants bringing up again. February of 2016, CIA trying to recruit transgender candidates. Transgender candidates? Are you sending a? Do we have missions in Transylvania? Do we have the transgenderia? The CIA's 2016 in February with Barack Obama and Joe Biden in power. And the Gus Hall voter as the head of the CIA, Gus Hall, Communist Party, USA. The CIA's latest diversity program includes an effort to recruit transgender individuals into the ranks of America's spy service. Where are you going to use them? Montgomery County, Maryland? As first reported by the Washington Free Beacon, the CIA's three-year diversity and inclusion strategy has dedicated programs to recruit individuals from a variety of backgrounds, including the LGBTQ and race, and they put out a statement, which they don't do a lot of, saying, we will continue to enrich our workforce by targeting, drop bombs on them, diverse communities across the United States to meet our talent needs. They have talent needs on maybe on Broadway in New York, with dedicated programs for citizens of Africa, Asian, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, South Asian, Native American descent. Well, wait a minute. See, we spy in places like Africa and Asia and Latin American countries and the Middle East and South Asia. Do we spy in Native American communities with the CIA? Why would we need Native American communities at the CIA? Well, just because, you know, because it's on their list. And so, but it goes on. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals, persons with disabilities, this is actually what it said, like the wheelchair spy, going to send them into Iraq, and that's good stuff. And I know, you can work at headquarters. I get it. I did cover the CIA for 10 years. But wait a minute, where are you going to, the transgender individuals at the CIA they're targeting, right? And now at FEMA, they're forcing all of their employees to take their white supremacy training because, you know, whitey's everywhere. I say we stop providing electricity. What do you think? No more air travel. No more phones. Just we're going to the white supremacy. You know, the patriarchy. They should probably target the patriarchy, too. Too much good stuff. So that's them. That's your Democrat Party. They're quite amazing. Also, before I get back to President Trump, because I'm talking about the Democrats and their transgender CIA, you know, we had Thoroughly Modern Millie at the Pentagon, of course, pushing transgender military because The Democrat Party has a lot of gender issues, a lot of sexual issues, really big sexual issues, and they're racists because the left uses race to polarize, balkanize. They've done it for generations around the world, but now they're here. And they call themselves Democrats, but know that the Democratic Party isn't. They're not liberals, they're leftists. And if you go to the Chris Plant store, you'll find the Donald Trump mugshots on T-shirts and coffee mugs with "The left is coming for your rights." And they are starting with President Trump. Also in the Washington Post today, in the Metro sectional, they have an A sectional and a Metro sectional. Judge shuts down bid to leave LGBT story times. They left out that it's for children and schools because the left is coming for your children. Are there any heterosexual story hours in grammar school, or would that be inappropriate? That would be inappropriate. But as long as it's gay, it's appropriate. See how that works? They're coming for your children. Don't let them play duck, duck, goose. It's not the game it used to be. Montgomery County, Maryland, right? Montgomery parents say lessons violate their religious beliefs. The left doesn't believe in your religious beliefs or in your rights to your religious beliefs. They don't believe in your right to free speech. They don't believe in your right to assemble, to petition the government. They believe in their right to riot and loot and burn police stations and police cars. But Nicole Asbury, a leftist at the Washington Post writing for the left, typed up a piece today. A federal judge Thursday denied a request to let Montgomery County parents pull their children out of the classroom when books with LGBTQ characters are read aloud. That's as euphemistic as Nicole Asbury could make the telling of this tale. Wait, when they're reading books, they got the kids in the classroom, like kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and they're reading aloud books with the LGBTQ characters, they're reading aloud. Several Muslim but how about like gender queer with the graphic depictions of man on boy and boy on man sex? How about that? And if they were photographs, they'd go to jail for putting the photographs out there, but since they're drawings and never mind. Several Muslim and Christian families sued Montgomery County Public Schools in May, saying the use of LGBTQ storybooks, you know, it's a gay story hour, it's story time for the kids, it's indoctrination, they're grooming. Just don't say grooming. The word grooming does not appear in this story. The LGBTQ storybooks forces religious parents to either forego their beliefs or depart the public school system. So those are your choices, right? We're going to groom your children with gay story time hour and the reading of books and distribution of gay books, but not heterosexual story time hour, because that would be inappropriate, and that's true. The parents asked to allow their children to opt out of such readings before the school year begins Monday, at least on a temporary basis, while litigation over a permanent exemption proceeds. But Judge Deborah Boardman ordered, she's the U.S. District Court for Maryland in Greenbelt, said in a 60-page opinion that the parents failed to show that the no opt-out policy would, quote, result in the indoctrination of their children or otherwise coerce their children to violate or change their religious beliefs. Now, here's what the Washington Post leaves out. Judge Deborah Boardman, comma, a Biden appointee, comma, that's what I would have put in there. They always do that when it's a Trump appointee and they don't like it. But when it's a radical left-wing judge put in there by Biden or Obama, they always leave that out. And it offends the sensibilities of parents, of Americans, of mainstream America, of Muslim parents, of Christian parents. And is Christian parents, they got Catholics and Christian and Orthodox parents and Muslim parents. And I'm obviously with the parents here, but Judge Deborah Boardman, the Washington Post fails to say a Biden appointee, then says it should say go screw yourself because, you know, we've got your kids and you've got a choice. You can leave the school system. That's their choice. And that's what Nicole Asbury at the Washington Post casually says here in her own words, that the religious beliefs of the parents you can forego your religious beliefs or you can leave the school system because they don't believe in the First Amendment. They don't support the First Amendment. They don't support your right to religious freedom. They don't respect your religious beliefs. They don't respect you or your children because they're not liberals. They're the left. And the left is coming for your rights, and they're coming for your children. With or without an opt-out right, the parents remain free to pursue their sacred obligations to instruct their children in their faiths, the Biden appointee Boardman wrote, even if their children's exposure to religiosity, the offensive ideas makes the parents' efforts less likely to succeed. That's what they're, so, you may not succeed in raising your children, in your faith, but they don't care, is what they're saying, because their faith is leftism. They don't believe in God. Their invisible man in the sky is CO2. So, and the secular apocalypse is near, and they need to take away more of your rights to make sure that they stop you from destroying the planet, because CO2 is their invisible man in the sky. Boy, oh boy. You know, that's your Democrat Party today. Even if their children's exposure to religiously offensive ideas makes the parents' efforts less likely to succeed, that does not amount to a government-imposed burden on their religious exercise. Of course it does. How about after-school Satan Club? Because, you know, they have after-school Satan Clubs, too, across the country. Isn't that amazing? All right, now, back to President Trump. And I just want to, because the Democrats, they got their anti-white program at FEMA, while there are 1,000 Hawaiians missing. At the CIA, they've got their transgender recruitment program. In the Pentagon, they've got their transgender recruitment program. And in schools, they've got their transgender recruitment program down to kindergarten, first, second, and third grade. And if that offends your religious sensibilities, then there's a Biden judge here to tell you to pound sand. And they're coming for the former president of the United States for contesting an election, which the Democrats have done in every presidential election of the 21st century that they've lost. Your Democrat Party, 2023. Boy, oh boy. We are at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
I've been taking Nutrafol 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's single, spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nuggets
spicy
and
chicken
a
sandwich, Dave's single
and a frosty for me.
And a frosty. Okay, who said frosty and a frosty?
Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisades, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This morning I was listening to WMAL in Washington, and the great Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia was on, Jason Mayorkas, and he was talking about how the leftists running school districts in Virginia are trying to transgenderize your children, and he stated the obvious, I think.
Listen, if your child comes to a public school, we acknowledge that we cannot give your child so much as an aspirin without parental consent, but we can turn around and change your child's pronoun usage without even telling you.
And leaving the parents out of it, then we'll change your boy into a girl and your girl into a boy, and we'll keep it a secret from you because they're demented people. Right? And then Jason Mayorkas used a great line that I believe I've heard before.
As I like to say, sometimes you can be so open-minded, your brain falls out.
As I like to say, it's... That's one of my lines. I love that he's going with it. It's a great line. All right, let's go to let's actually get back to President Trump, because that obviously is the huge, huge. And, you know, this is the Democrats. They're everywhere. They're coming for your rights. The left is coming for your rights. They're coming for your political leaders. They're coming for your children. They're transgenderizing the military and the CIA. And they're lecturing FEMA employees about white supremacy instead of going to Hawaii and not staying at the Four Seasons while looking for 1,000 missing Americans. Let's go to Justin calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Justin, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday. Listen, I really think that this arrest of Trump, it's not about Trump. Trump is right when he says they're really coming after you. I'm just standing in the way. What they're doing is they're trying to protect their socialist party agenda of open borders, exporting jobs, high taxes, inflation, taking over, you know, the country through the indoctrination of our schools. They're protecting their own insane anti-American policies that the American people are against. We would vote them out. We would vote against that policy. Trump is representing the will of the American people, and the people in power are acting as tyrants that will not give up their power. They are putting Trump in jail to put all of our rights to a secure border, to keep the fentanyl from killing our loved ones, from having jobs, from being able to buy a house. Their new world order, their new Green Deal that is just to destroy our economy. We are in trouble. Thanks for letting me speak.
Yeah, you bet. No, very, very well said. Very eloquently said, I've got to say. You know, you're not alone, Justin. There are many tens, if not hundreds of millions of Americans that are right there with you. And for the many that are not right there with you, I hope that a lot of eyes are being opened by the latest event, and this circus that they're putting on, which looks an awful lot like the third world, doesn't it, Justin?
And it is like 1930s Socialist Party Germany. I don't call them Democrats. They're like transgenders. They only publicly identify as Democrats. They are truly socialists and fascists.
Yeah,
using the government to censor us and to spread lies.
Yeah, and the left is coming for your rights. They don't like your religious liberties, your free speech liberties, your right to petition. They complain about every presidential election they lose, but if President Trump complains, then you're under arrest.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number. Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's David from B&T Satellite, your Dish Premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a 300...